free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, September the 1st, 2020. Did you really think that we're going to be locked down this long? Here we are, September the 1st. It's absolutely amazing. We're going to take a look at what is going on. And, of course, we have now, I guess you could call these people the mainstream media, the Democrat, Republican Party, and I would say large part of the Republican Party, but especially the Democrat Party. They are the establishment of hate. They are pushing hatred. And they have been pushing hatred and Marxism on children for quite some time. And it goes back to Bill Ayers and the Obama cohorts and so forth, who Bill Ayers is part of the Weather Underground, stopped bombing buildings and killing police officers and decided that he would go into education and he would push white skin privilege. Now, they've shortened it to white privilege. We can see the fruit of what he has done. He's basically been able to magnify what he was unable to accomplish with just his thugs and gangsters. And so now we have armies of people who have been indoctrinated into the teachings of the Weather Underground, and they're now on the streets. That is the product of this. And they're not content with that. The establishment of hate is not just our government schools, especially our colleges. That's the finishing school, the seminary for socialism, the seminary for hate and racism. But it's also the news establishment, the entertainment industry, so-called entertainment. It is a agitprop industry. And it's now bearing a lot of fruit as we have the Antifa and BLM people. Yeah, Angela Davis, do you remember her? Another old radical, still alive, still kicking. Still fighting. Angela Davis, one of the friends of Bill Ayers, has now admitted that the riots that we see right now are rehearsals for revolution. And let me tell you that the lockdown that is happening, that is being imposed from above by the Republicans as well as the Democrats, that those lockdowns are also a rehearsal. They're a rehearsal for world government. They're a rehearsal for the UN 2030 agenda that they expect to have fully in place by 2030. If you want to have a global government, one of the things that's necessary is to have the World Wide Web. Isn't it interesting how it has now become a web of deceit, a spider web to entrap us with lies? And we see that the World Health Organization has now joined in the surveillance of people on social media, because that's what this was always about. I have laid this out. If you've listened to this program, you know my central thesis of how we got here. J.C.R. Licklider, a DARPA psychologist, came up with the idea. He called it the Intergalactic Computer Network. We've now shortened that to the Internet. In the interim, we had DARPANET and things like that, but now we call it the Internet. As the hardware and the speeds became practical in the late 1990s, you had the intelligence agencies, the NSA, and these other people who had created geospatial intelligence to monitor your every movement and your every attitude. What they did was they started picking the winners and losers who are going to control the Internet. Everything was free, and they poured free money into these Internet startups in the late 1990s. The CIA even openly created a venture capital firm itself called InQtel. But they were on the boards of all these different winners who now claim that they privately own the Internet and they will tell you what you can say and do on the Internet. They will use it to control what you see and hear. They will force you onto it if you want to get an education or a job. And, of course, they don't have to worry about moving people anymore. Lock the people down in India and then they can work for cheap across the Internet. And they can control you. So the WHO is now using artificial intelligence to do that.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again, once again.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, September the 1st, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. It is now day 169, 169 days of America held hostage. September the 1st, and we're still held hostage. You heard that, Liner. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It is. It is a revolutionary act. And let me tell you, we now have a truth-telling pastor who has become a bona fide revolutionary. And actually, he's a revolutionary in the sense that we're revolting against the lies. And he's not revolting against authority. It's the government that has revolted against the authority. John MacArthur, Grace Community Church there in L.A., the government has come after them multiple times. Multiple times. They go to court and they say, well, we want to shut them down. And the judge has said, well, no, we're going to have a trial about that. You're not going to have preemptively shut them down. They went back at 3-4 times. And the judge kept telling them, no, no, I've already told you, no, go back to your room. And so now they've got a new strategy to punish John MacArthur. Basically, they're saying to Grace Community Church, no grace, period. Not going to give you a grace period, and we're not going to give you any grace to meet. And now John MacArthur is replying to the L.A. County tyrants. And this is all coming from the Department of Health. What they've decided that they're going to do, and think about this, just regardless of what your religious beliefs are, think about the fact that we now have a department, a county health department, has said, we're going to revoke your lease on the parking lot that you've had for 45 years. Now, this is in an area that is in a floodplain. It's not usable for any other kind of building. They have leased it for 45 years from L.A. County. And now the health department is saying, we're going to take that. The health department is going to take a parking lot. And they have to have it because they've got 7,000 to 9,000 people that go there every week. Think about why the L.A. County is so desperate to keep this from happening. Because they've been meeting for well over a month by the thousands. A full church for well over a month. They don't wear face masks. They don't social distance. This is the biggest statement. And nobody's sick, by the way. Nobody's gotten sick. So the fact that thousands of people can meet in close quarters without face masks, without social distancing, and get this, they sing. They actually sing. Remember when Newsom said, can't have church because you're singing, that's the worst thing. And you got NPR pointing out, church is the most dangerous thing that you can do. Yeah, quite frankly it is, because as far as NPR is concerned, if everybody went to church, there wouldn't be any funding for NPR. So that's a big danger to them, isn't it? People wouldn't buy into that worldview that they're selling. But they're doing everything that the government said was going to kill you. And even the old people, the thousands of old people that are meeting in this church, are not getting sick. It is the biggest pulling back of the lies, pulling back the curtain and showing who's behind it, taking the mask off of these tyrants. They can't stand that. They have to shut this down. They must shut it down. It shows every week, it's in their face how they're lying to people. You're all going to die. You're all going to catch it and die. Well, no, no, not actually. Thousands of people. We talk about these. Look at London. You had 10,000 people, and that was a big deal. That's a big crowd. You saw those pictures. All there in Trafalgar Square and so forth. Not social distancing, not wearing masks. That was one event. These people, they were not singing. Newsom, they weren't singing in London. But you got that many people meeting at Grace Community Church every week for months. And the demographics trend older. And they're not dying, Newsom. They're not dying, Fauci. They're not dying, Trump. When are you guys going to get your knee off of our neck? And so I want to play for you what he had to say. They said no grace period. He said, well, there's no pandemic period. Here's John MacArthur, video clip 8.
A lot of things go through my mind as I go from week to week, trying to help all of us understand the Word of God and something of the seasons in which we now live. I haven't made really any comments about COVID or the lockdown and whatever else is going on in what is called a pandemic. I don't want to offer myself as any kind of an expert, but a rather telling report came out this week, and for the first time, we heard the truth. The CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, which is the national organization, government organization, that is to report to us the truth about disease, said that in truth. 6% of the deaths that have occurred can be directly attributable to COVID. 94% cannot. Of the 160,000 people that have died, 9,210 actually died from COVID. There is no pandemic.
There is no pandemic. You hear that? Speaking truth to power. That's what we've needed from the very beginning. A leader somewhere. Hear that, President Trump? Speak truth to power. And President Trump, you have the power to do something about it. He's doing something about it.
We have the responsibility.
He said that's what you've been thinking.
I think, as spiritual leaders, to.
They all know that. We all know
it. Be patient until the truth emerges. We've all been suspicious of the fact that we've been meeting together now for weeks and weeks and weeks. We don't know anyone who's ill. Nobody in our congregation has ever been to the hospital with this. It's clear to us the fabrication of numbers because they're including people who had two or three comorbidities. We know all of that. We know there are reasons for this that have nothing to do with the virus. There's another virus loose in the world, and it's the virus of deception. And the one who's behind the virus of deception is the arch-deceiver, Satan himself. And it's not a surprise to me that in the midst of all this deception, the great effort that is going on is to shut down churches that preach the gospel. So this is not a political speech, by the way. But it does not surprise me that they want to shut down those who preach the gospel, because the architects of this level of deception are not a part of the kingdom of heaven. They're a part of the kingdom of darkness. Deception is Satan's stock and trade. And he is the god of this world, and he uses deception every possible way he can.
Okay, you heard him. He said this is not a political piece, by the way. But the bottom line is that it is. You cannot separate politics from what you believe. Politics are informed. Politics are the fruit of what you believe. It flows out of your heart, out of your belief system. That's why Bill Ayers, Angela Davis, and these other Marxists have tried and successfully taken over the education of our children. They set their heart in that direction. They set their heart to become revolutionaries. As Angela Davis said, these riots are rehearsals for revolution. And the person who's been teaching them about racism, who set this stuff up at the heart of this, are the revolutionaries like Angela Davis, Bill Ayers, pushing this. That hatred that they have been pushing for decades is now at the heart. And basically atheism as well. Pushing God out, pushing the hatred and racism in. That is the juncture of religion and politics. And yeah, we should have a separation of church and state. And we should keep them away from our children's minds and hearts. Keep them out of these government institutions that train them.
This isn't about me taking credit. In fact, it's the opposite. It's about getting you to understand that you have all the power. Going back 3 weeks ago, they had the entire Austin Greenbelt shut down, and they had the spillway by Barton Springs shut down, as well as the main pool that's always been paved for the last 50 years or so. It's a dammed up spring. Well, we went down there and we got in the park at different areas around town in the last few weeks and educated people that it was all a giant fraud. And now, despite the fact that they still say the parks are closed, you go down to any area, you'll see dozens, if not hundreds of people, depending where you're at, actually using Barton Springs here in Austin, Texas. So Bill Gates and the globalists give the orders to the UN. The UN gives the orders down through the National Health Services, like our NIH, and we all follow it like dutiful slaves. Stop complying with your own enslavement. Stop following the orders of these globalist traitors. Start being free again.
There's a nauseating sense to it. Not a sense of triumph, not a sense of victory, not a sense of completion, but a sense of sick nausea. Though we were right about the world government, we were right about the anti-human plans, we were right about all the horrible things the globalists and their satanic order want to do to us. Now we sit here, warning people for decades, trying to get people ready, trying to stop what was coming. But you know what? Revelations and God's word says it's coming, so you can't stop it. And it's in that understanding that we're part of God's larger plan that we come to the point in our own psyche, in our own spirit, in our own will, that we submit to God and realize God's in charge, God has power. And the devil is sent as a tester. Now it's up to us to make the right decision. That's what it's really always been about.
The ultimate fluoride-free charcoal mouthwash is now available at InfoWarsStore.com and DrJonesNaturals.com for the lowest price possible to complete your daily mouth cleaning routine. It is the perfect companion to the new activated charcoal toothpaste, all under our new line by Dr. Jones Naturals, that will naturally give your mouth and breath a deep clean. This mouthwash only uses the best natural ingredients like real peppermint oil, thyme oil, xylitol, and of course, high-quality charcoal. Not only fluoride-free, this mouthwash is completely free of other dangerous ingredients such as SLS, harsh detergents, BPA, and so much more. As soon as you use it, you can tell that this formula is the real deal. So get your bottle of the new activated charcoal mouthwash right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
This is a maximum alert, a maximum alert. As of taping this alert, we are 82 days out from the election. As many of you know, in the last year, I've pointed out statements out of the Council on Foreign Relations and other globalist organs that they know Trump is going to win in a landslide. So their strategy will be to contest the election if they fail to successfully steal it. Then they are openly now wargaming. This is in the New York Times, having Democrat states and cities secede from the union, just like they've ignored Trump's policies on coronavirus and kept their areas locked down. That is nothing but a dress rehearsal. They are saying they're going to have their own separate inauguration, not in D.C. They said in another city, Pelosi has said this, when they crown Biden and Kamala Harris. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the organized civil war. This is their public criminal plan. We should be praying. We should be spreading the word. We should be demanding Trump go on the offense to expose this criminal activity.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Ah!
1st, 169 days of undeclared martial law, locking down our country, creating a worldwide depression, frankly, because we're not the only country doing it. As I pointed out, whether this was an engineered virus or not, if they engineered the virus, they didn't do a very good job of it, but they've engineered the economic lockdown, and they've done a great job of that. And it was China using social media pushing Italy into locking down their country. We had the reports, and frankly, it's kind of interesting now. We had the reports first couple of weeks out of Italy. 2.5 comorbidities on average for the people who died. Average age, 80 years old. We had 2 weekly reports from the Italian health department before we did our lockdown. And, of course, the lockdown made no difference to them. Made no difference to New York, if you want to believe their numbers. I don't believe the numbers in New York. I think they're completely false. When you look at the unused military hospital, 2,500 beds, the unused, that's a field hospital from the Army, the unused hospital ship. When you look at the empty hospitals that we had people on the ground exposing, and then you tell me that you had more people die there than anywhere else in the world. I think you have more liars in New York and political power than you have anywhere else in the world. But this was modeled by China. China used social media to push and to bully and to intimidate Italian politicians who weren't already on board with them. And we see in Australia that the politicians who are already on board with the Chinese, like the premier there in the state of Victoria, specifically the city of, principally the city of Melbourne, there, those politicians are already on the hook for $1 trillion to the Chinese for infrastructure, and they have implemented lockdown hard and fast. Isn't it interesting that the places where people have the most economic and political ties to China, and indebted to China, that this has happened the most? And so it's time that we roll this back. As a matter of fact, I've got a couple of, to give you an update as to what's going on in Virginia, for example, thanks to Vince Agnelli. Talking about what is forwarding some of the actions that are being taken in Virginia against what Northam is doing there. Delegate Bob Marshall, who is a state representative, is talking about Northam's ban on hydroxychloroquine, denying it to anybody unless you're already about to die and in a hospital, an inpatient. And then he will graciously allow you to try it. But that's not the conditions under which it is most effective. And why would you want to burden the hospital system that way, Northam? I mean, the whole point of this lockdown, we were told when it began, was to stop the overburdening of hospitals. That's precisely why you would use hydroxychloroquine and zinc and azithromycin to keep people out of the hospital. And we've got a lot of information. Again, 110,000 patients over a couple dozen countries. Shows that it is 3.5 times more effective than anything that is out there. And yet, Ralph Northam, Governor Coonman, has prohibited that for most people. And as Bob Marshall repeats, you know, remember Fauci said when there was a SARS-like virus in Qatar that broke out in 2013, he said, well, you know, we got some drugs that have been used for other conditions, and if this is possible to use this in an off-label way, in other words, off-label means that the FDA will go through the safety testing, that's phase one, phase two and three for a therapeutic, and of course, this is not a vaccine. Vaccines are not tested at all, folks. I've talked about this before. You can see the detailed articles about that where I broke it down, as well as the videos on roundtablereport.com. So I'm not going to get into the details of that again. That's why we have that website. But when you look at the off-label testing of these things, once they know that it has been used for many years, you don't have to go through the phase one testing for safety. They can still have phase two and three testing where they look at a therapeutic and they see if it is going to be effective. As well as safe. They continue to monitor the safety as they increase the number of people. And then they have people who already have the disease and they test them. They don't do that with vaccines. And in that article, I gave you the links to the FDA as well as to the NIH, the FDA talking about how they test therapeutics the NIH talking about how they do not test vaccines ever. You can't. You can't do a double-blind challenge test. See, vaccines are supposed to be preventative. And so what you would be doing is you would take a group and you would expose half of them to a disease for which you've not even given them something that you think is going to prevent it. It's unethical. It's illegal. But of course, welcome to unethical, illegal America anyway. So they don't talk about efficacy for vaccines. And the NIH says that. Well, we can't really talk about efficacy. We can talk about effectiveness or immunogenicity. You know, we can generate the immunity there. And that's exactly what they talk about, except that Fauci does talk about efficacy. He does use that word, even though his NIH makes a distinction about that. Immunogenicity is looking at presumed antibodies that are going to presumably stop this, the production of that. But that's not the same as effectiveness at all. Anyway, when you go back and you look at this, the NIH already did a study back in 2005. Not only did he say in 2013, we don't have to start designing new drugs, a process that takes years, even though the treatment hasn't gone through definitive trials. If I were a physician in a hospital, somebody was dying, rather than do nothing, you can see if these work. That's Bob Marshall quoting Fauci in 2013. Well, we can go back and we can quote the NIH study back in 2005, where they did test hydroxychloroquine, which has been around for 65 years, and we don't have to do a phase one study. We know what the issues are with it, and people use it for chronic conditions like lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, and other things, regular arthritis as well. So we know what the conditions are for that, the safety conditions are for that. So the question then is it effective? Why do I have to get the government's permission? If this is something that is so serious that we are going to lock down the entire country, why do I have to get your permission to try it? Because informed consent stands in the way of the idea that I can take any medication that I want, or I can refuse any medication that I want. And they want to make sure that you don't refuse the medication they want you to take, which is a vaccine. See, if you have no informed consent, you're nothing other than a piece of livestock. You can't pick and choose the treatments that you want to have, and you can't choose the treatments that you don't want to have. And that is the most important thing for them, to be able to force medication on you. But again, when we look at all of this, it's like the whole debate about Obamacare. It's like, okay, well, fine. If health care is so important, and it is, let me pay for health care before I send the money to Washington. No. We want to control how you spend that money. We want to mandate how you spend that money. We're going to tell you what kind of insurance you must have. And we're not going to let you deduct the money that you would spend on your health care first before you send it to Washington. Now, we will take it and then we'll dole it back out to you like children on allowance if you do everything that we say. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations, successful takeover of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, this is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders. It's about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that.
I've talked to the EMS and I've talked to medical doctors. And what makes you nauseated, it's not just the smell of the piss. What we call the smell of bum piss, that has that sweet nauseating smell.
Sweet. I wouldn't say sweet.
Well, it does. It's a sweet stench. It makes me want to throw up like rotten meat. It is the crap of dust mites.
Have you noticed the stench of bum piss in your leftist-run neighborhoods? The crap of dust mites in bum piss is a real thing, and InfoWars Store has the solution. InfoWars has created the most powerful herbal lung cleanse and respiratory support product on the market, with over 1,000 types of mold and mildew, toxic chemicals, and yes, dust mites. Our Lung Cleanse Plus, made with organic and wild cultivated herbs, is just what you need to survive the unprecedented surge of bum piss and other toxic substances in liberal leftist cities everywhere. Order the InfoWars Life Lung Cleanse Plus supplement today at InfoWarsStore.com.
We launched the Everyday Essential Special a week ago. It ends on Monday. That means you've got 4 days to take advantage of it while I'm cutting this ad. 8-pack Power Stack and X2 back in stock. 60% off, free shipping. Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise, Vasobeats, 50% off, free shipping. Survival Soul X2 by itself, back in stock, 50% off, free shipping. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, 30% off, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 and X3 Combo, 50% off. Krill Oil, 17% off, free shipping. Take advantage of these sales and others with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products that changed my life. They've got 98% reviews all over the internet. Check it out for yourselves, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. The only way you lose is not by taking action. And I want to explain that again. Your support of InfoWars has stood in defiance of George Soros, the globalist Hillary, and all these scumbags. So great job. You built what we've done. I salute you.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The Wild West was never as deadly and as dangerous as Chicago. You know, I talked about yesterday comparing the COVID deaths in Chicago with the violence in Chicago. They've reached parity. Actually, I would say if you look at it in reality, instead of the assumptions and presumptions about COVID, of course, maybe they're counting some of the shootings. You know, you get ventilated with a gun. The mask doesn't do you too much good. You can catch COVID through those holes, right? But if you look at it clearly, I think that it is as dangerous, probably a lot more dangerous, I believe, what is happening there. But we don't see any lockdown of what's happening there. We don't see any quarantines either. That's called jail, by the way, Lori Lightfoot. We call that jail. When you quarantine criminals who are shooting people in the street. But you don't really care about that, do you? And like we see with the unemployment figures that come out of the Department of Labor every month, these figures of violence are revised upward after people aren't paying attention. I gave you the figures that came out over the weekend yesterday. And now they've revised those figures up. They've more than doubled them. At least 50 people shot, 10 people killed over the weekend in Chicago. Two of them police officers injured during a traffic stop. And so when we look at what the Democrats are doing there. And again, I was just talking about what Northam is doing about HCQ, but it's also religious liberty that's being attacked, just like in California. And they're getting ready to ramp it up in Virginia because, you know, the Northam is just like Newsom. Except I don't think Newsom ever wore blackface and a Ku Klux Klan robe. But it's okay, because we don't care about that, right? We don't care about real racism. Democrat Party has always used real racism and hate to get power. So we'll just look the other way, because it's Democrats, of course. We don't care about Governor Kuhnman. But Governor Kuhnman, this is a letter from Lauren Fulcher, again, sent to me by Vince Agnelli. And Governor Northam stated last week he doesn't intend to force Virginians to receive a coronavirus vaccine. But then in a statement, the state health commissioner said that he does intend to force every Virginian to get a COVID-19 vaccine. And today, the Senate of Virginia's Journal Laws Committee held a 15-minute virtual meeting on Zoom to reconsider State Bill 5117, originally killed last Thursday. This bill would allow for monetary civil penalty for disobeying the governor's executive order. And these executive orders continue to build. Well, you know, you need to stay in your home for a little bit, or, you know, you can come out, and you can go food shopping and that type of thing. But now you got to stay in your house. Now you got to wear a mask, and now you got to wear a mask everywhere. Now you can't, you know, do this. You can't go to church and so forth. And this is really focusing on religious freedom. She says, I'm calling on all freedom-loving Virginians to call and or email their senator from your district and urge them to vote no on Senate Bill 5117 in Virginia. Because here's what the Democrats in Virginia are proposing. Attend church without a mask on, you will pay a fine individually. So they're not going to come after the collective church like they're doing in California and take away the parking lot that they've had for 45 years. By the public health department. The public health department now presumably can go in and confiscate property, like the war on drugs has been taking people's property without due process and trial. We called that civil asset forfeiture, and when we did nothing to stop that criminal action by our government to avoid and ignore the Constitution that they swore to uphold and say, we're not going to give you due process. We're not going to wait to take your property. We're not going to give you a trial. We're not going to wait until you're found guilty. No, no, no. We're just going to take it under the war on drugs, which came from the UN. And all of these rules that we're now enforcing with the COVID war against America, those all came from the UN as well. They were all part of the UN 2030 agenda for the environment. But this is the new MacGuffin. And so they're going to fine the individuals in Virginia, if they pass this. And they killed it last Thursday, but now they said, we want to reconsider this and we're going to pull this back again. I mean, these people will never stop. They will never stop. I mean, they only killed it 4 or 5 days ago, but they're bringing back up again. They're relentless. Attend church without a mask on, pay a fine. Go to the bathroom at church without a mask on, you pay a fine. Don't receive the COVID vaccine once it's made available, you'll pay a fine. Do not have proof of receiving the COVID vaccine, you will pay a fine. Attend a pro-life rally without a mask on, you will pay a fine. Gather at a prayer rally, but not thought to be 6 feet apart from the person next to you, you will pay a fine. Governor Northam will be able to continue his overreach on emergency powers as the Democrats this week defeated numerous bills from Republicans attempting to rein in those powers. Two of the bills would have prevented false reporting of complaints that alleged violations of an emergency order by requiring contact information from those making the report. And by the way, there is a viral video from Internet Historian, very, very funny takedown of this whole fraud. And you really should see it. Because that's one of the things they mentioned in it. They said, oh yeah, the government went out there and decided they're going to create a little army of Stasi-like snitches. And they were all happy to inform on the people that they didn't like. And the people whose politics they didn't like. And the people that they didn't like because they weren't wearing a mask. And then, lo and behold, because of the Freedom of Information Act, all the little snitches' names were published. Well, Virginia learned the lesson. They want to make sure that the snitches' names don't get published. And they're going to shut down any Republican bills that would put, again, a little bit of what was in the Bill of Rights. You will know who your accusers are. Oh, no, no, no. They can falsely accuse you, and they can do it anonymously. What's that going to do to our society? So when you think that this is all Democrats, that we only have to worry about Lori Lightfoot in Chicago and Newsom in California and Northam and Cuomo and Murphy in New Jersey. These Republicans, they got our back, right? Well, no, that brings us to Texas. That's right. You had this mask mandate since July 2nd. It's now September the 1st. 2 months. Statewide mask mandate. 2 months. I can't go to a restaurant because I refuse to wear a mask for 15 seconds till I can sit down and take off my mask for a couple of hours. That's the insanity. There's no science behind this. This is the raw abuse of power by a Republican governor, Abbott. Abbott's mask mandate is an executive order of July the 2nd. It's not his only one. As a matter of fact, it was his 22nd executive order. 22 executive orders. We've completely thrown out the Constitution, the U.S. Constitution, the Texas Constitution, Texas law, as well as things like OSHA regulations. We don't care anymore. This is a dictatorship by bureaucrats, health bureaucrats, unelected health bureaucrats. And it's being run through, unfortunately, by our elected Republican Governor Greg Abbott. Shame on you, Abbott. Shame on you. Somebody needs to run against him. I wish he was up for election this time, but nobody, I can't vote against him. Anyway, so what is happening here? Let's go back to Collin County. Do you remember June 1st, 3 months ago? Before Abbott put in his state mask mandates everywhere? Remember Collin County executive said, look at these new rules that they're sending us. If we do this, we're going to inflate the number of cases by a maximum by about 15 times. We'll get numbers that are 15 times higher than reality here. We played that video for you. We broke that news. June 1st at InfoWars. 3 months ago. Now the Collin County's top elected official says that he still has no confidence in the accuracy of this data. He says, quote, and the nonsense continues for another day, he said last Friday. There seems to be no rhyme or reason, no logic to the numbers that keep coming out of the Department of Public Health here in Texas. He's been raising concerns about the state's data reporting since the Texas State Health Services took over tracking and reporting. And I'll tell you how they deconstruct these numbers when we come back. And I'm going to go over the pushback on these statistics from the CDC and how they know really are.
Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best durable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a 4-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars, but the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again.
The social engineers bet on you not having a memory more than anything. And they also bet, as they constantly talk about it in their own words, that you will adapt to being a slave, that you will learn incrementally to submit. So think about and remember the phases of the Fauci fraud. Remember that everything he said has been a premeditated lie. They lied about where it came from. They lied about person to person. The UN covered it all up, then exaggerated the death rate at 4%, when it's actually 0.032 now and dropping. Then they set the test up to count almost all false positives. They put the names of people that died of other diseases in the COVID column. They only said there'd be a 15-day lockdown. Now we're 6 months later. Now they say it's permanent. You got to wear masks forever, and forced inoculations are coming, and they're going to track everywhere you go and what you do, the global social credit score, and the UN is the boss, and anybody questioning it is censored off the internet, loses their job. That's called 21st century tyranny. That's called world government takeover.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
We're going to talk about the numbers here. We're going to talk about case numbers that the Collin County officials here in Texas say are utter nonsense and why. We're going to talk about the pushback that mainstream media and surprisingly Reason Magazine, Jacob Sullivan, I think he's been overcome by his hatred of President Trump. He sees the CDC statistics and President Trump's retweeting about them as an opportunity to criticize President Trump. But the numbers speak for themselves. And we'll tell you and explain to you why the 6% of the people that they have labeled as COVID deaths, why that is incredibly optimistic for the lockdown lawyers trying to keep us locked down unconstitutionally. Before we get into the numbers, however, I just want to give you some other numbers about discounts at InfoWarsStore.com. Because without the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com, we would not be here. And we would not be here without your support. And it's not just your financial support, but we try to make this a win-win situation. So we've got a lot of great products to help you naturally improve your health. A lot of nutraceuticals, things that are effective in terms of having a pharmaceutical-like effects. For example, VasoBeet. Did you realize that concentrated beet juice is a vasodilator? Yeah, just concentrated beet juice. Safe, effective, natural, and highly discounted right now. 50% off as part of the heart and body combo. And that includes Extendawise and VasoBeet. Now, Extendawise is CoQ10, krill oil to help and garlic extract, all of those things are also heart healthy. So that combo, heart and body combo, Extendawise and VasoBeat together, 50% off. We also have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine back in stock, 50% off. Ultimate Fish Oil now back in stock, 33% off. And Krill Oil is also back in stock and discounted. This will be ending, I think this is the last day, one day left of the Everyday Essentials sale. And these items that I'm telling you about that are heavily discounted right now are also free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. So take a look at these. And remember, we still have storable food accessible with only about a 1 to 2 week wait for delivery. And it got so backlogged a couple of months ago, we had to stop taking orders for it. So get it now because you're going to need this at some point. I think things are going to get much worse as we build up to the election and after the election, regardless of what happens, because they've been building expectations on both sides. Regardless of who wins, it's going to be a contested election. Nobody's going to believe the results. They've made sure about that. They made sure that they're going to create an election environment that nobody on either side believes. And there will be fighting in the streets. So just make sure that you have prepared for what is coming. If you don't use the storable food, it'll last for 25 years. The best packaging you're going to find anywhere. It's made in America. It's non-GMO. InfoWars Select Storable Food, also available at InfoWarsStore.com right now, along with these everyday specials, the everyday essentials. And this is the last day of that. All right, let's go back to Collin County, Texas. And the county judge there, Chris Hill, put on Facebook on Friday, and the nonsense continues for another day. Remember, it was going back to June 1st. Here we are, September 1st. 3 months of nonsense. Where because of the guidelines, they have inflated, as they pointed out in Collin County, they inflated the number of cases by more than a factor of 15. 15 times. It's a 1,500% increase. You want to look at it that way. After Hill, this is reported by Texas Scorecard, by the way, .com. After Hill and the commissioner's court called out the state's bad data and pushed the agency to fix its significantly overstated, that's their terms, quote unquote, significantly overstated, active case counts, the DSHS, that is the Texas Department of State Health Services, revised Collin County's active COVID case count on Wednesday, down to 81 from 4,736. So you've got the highest ranking elected official there in the county, the county judge. That's what we call him. It's kind of confusing. But again, it's like Judge Roy Bean. You know, he was like the grand poobah. And sometimes they can exercise dictatorial powers, as we have seen in many of the state counties around here. But this is a good guy. And he's calling BS on these numbers. And after they publicly and loudly talked about how false these numbers were, they revised it down to where it's 1.7% of what they originally were. Think about that. 98.3% lies from the State Department of Health here in Texas. As I pointed out, these are the numbers that Abbott is relying on, as he has done 22 executive orders, as he's had a mask mandate since July the 2nd, 2 months of this. Except that Abbott knows better. He knows better. He doesn't believe this stuff either. Abbott has also given $300 million to a shell corporation, a guy who claims that he is a scientist, graduated from a school, and they called him up to check on his transcript. We've never heard of him. Never heard of him. $300 million to this little tiny shell corporation, MTX, in Frisco, Texas, to do contact tracing. Abbott is deep into this globalist takeover, folks. He's gone to the other side. This is the interesting thing about this. This is an opportunity for us to see where these guys are. And the problem is that it's moving so quickly that most people in America, especially the Republicans, are stuck like deer frozen in the headlights, not knowing what to do and not knowing who or what is coming at them. Yeah, it's the Republicans, and they're coming at you from behind, as well as the Democrats coming at you from the front. So Hill, Judge Hill in Collin County, said earlier this month that the county was, quote, 100% certain, unquote, the data provided by the State Department of Health and its Texas Health Trace tracking system was not accurate, in part because the state officials were not removing all recoveries from the active case counts. In other words, they leave the people on there. And we've had these types of statistical games over and over again. Counting people, testing people every single day, and showing it as a cumulative running total. Holding the numbers and putting them out later during the summer to show that a second wave was coming. They play all of these games. The numbers are so far off, the commissioners added a disclaimer on the county's website, warning residents that, quote, because we have been made aware of inaccuracies in the State Department of Health reporting, the county, quote, has no confidence in the data currently being provided to us. And so the question is, do they really know how many COVID cases are in the rest of the state? You think it's only happening in one county? It's happening in every county. We're being locked down and lied to by Governor Abbott and this bureaucracy. This is not a partisan thing. This is an elitist thing. And you can tell which party these people are in right now, can't you? Are you going to let the R behind their name blind you to their actions? I have a email here from Amy. Says, I am an administrative healthcare worker for 20 years, working as a medical coder and auditor. I spent most of my career working as a facility coder, processing inpatient admission claims. But when the mandated flu vaccines came to pass, I was not eligible for an exemption, even though I was a remote employee with no direct patient contact. You understand that? You see how this is going to be happening to everybody? The employer's mandating it because they don't want you challenging this with due process, and they're actually openly conspiring about that. That's a conspiracy fact. You have the New England Journal of Medicine conspiring with the politicians to force you to get a mandate, to get a vaccine, and saying, we don't want to mandate this by law. We want to push it out to the corporations and say, you can't travel, you can't shop, you can't have a job, you can't go to school unless you take the vaccine. And they've been doing this to medical people for quite some time. Anyway, she says, I fought the mandate, arguing my case to the best of my ability, finally having to resign my position of 8 years. I'm now a private insurance auditor and relishing my chance to dig into these medical records and expose the fraud. And I'll tell you what she sent to us when we come back here. It's pretty amazing. But she said, give my brother Brent a shout out. Thanks for listening, Brent. I appreciate that. And thanks for this article, because here's what they're showing here. You now have the Center for Medicare and Medical Services, CMS. They do the audits of this. And they're now telling the hospitals, you're not going to be able to presume that you have a positive test case even in the hospitals and get paid for this, because there's been a bounty, a financial incentive for them to diagnose people with COVID. And they don't even have to do the test. And that's the most amazing thing about this. As the lobbyist group for the hospitals is pushing back against this, they're quoting the CDC and saying, but you just told us to assume that they had it and you would send us the money. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
There's a nauseating sense to it. Not a sense of triumph, not a sense of victory, not a sense of completion, but a sense of sick nausea. Though we were right about the world government, we were right about the anti-human plans, we were right about all the horrible things the globalists and their satanic order want to do to us, now we sit here, warning people for decades, trying to get people ready, trying to stop what was coming, but you know what? Revelations and God's word says it's coming, so you can't stop it. And it's in that understanding that we're part of God's larger plan, that we come to the point in our own psyche, in our own spirit, in our own will, that we submit to God and realize God's in charge, God has the power. And the devil is sent as a tester. And now it's up to us to make the right decision. That's what it's really always been about.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top five bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-Pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now, here's the problem. Some of the ingredients that are in 8-Pack Power Stack, because of the shutdown and the lockdown, are not available for us to even reorder it. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-Pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-Pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Music. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, let's talk about the financial incentives, the arm twisting, the B.F. Skinner programming for people, you know, negative and positive operant conditioning. And, you know, it's really the positive operant conditioning that is much more effective to take people's freedom and dignity. B.F. Skinner, who used to do experiments on his kids, putting them in cages. Oh, kind of like today, you know. Sensory deprivation, depriving them of social contact and doing things like that to his children. He wrote a book, Beyond Freedom and Dignity, advocating that we are nothing but animals, that we can be controlled like animals and should be controlled like animals. We've got to get rid of these ideas, these antiquated ideas of freedom and dignity and individuals created in the image of God. No, 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 he hated that stuff. And this has been the textbook for teachers in education. I knew there was something wrong when I went through the system myself. But I really realized it when my wife was getting her master's degree in education, and she came home with that book, and I said, it's about time somebody complains about the school system being beyond freedom and dignity. And she said, no. They are advocating this. They're advocating this, not complaining about the being beyond freedom and dignity. They want it to be beyond freedom and dignity. And it is. And, you know, we've had all these shelter in place, lockdown. Oh, there's some. Oh. Now we have that being done to everybody. And they've been training the kids to live in a lockdown police state with metal detectors and cops intimidating and injuring students, beating them down. Yeah, we don't have basic, discipline by teachers anymore. No. We have cops who shove kids around, put little kids in handcuffs and stuff, just so you get the message. I got the message when I was in junior high school, and the dean of boys on the first day shows up, and he's got a paddle with the holes in it, and he says, "You see why I've got holes in this paddle? Is because it cuts down the air resistance, and I can get this thing going really fast." We didn't have the kind of problems that we have today in school. Frankly, I don't want a stranger using physical punishment on my children, like the dean of boys. I think punishment is warranted. I don't think you spare the rod, but I think it ought to be administered by parents who love their children and have their best interest in heart, instead of some stranger who is licensed by the state. And I really oppose state school cops. I really oppose that. That is something that should be defunded completely, 100%. And don't stop with just getting the school cops out. Defund the schools 100%. These seminaries of socialism and Satanism. All right, but let's get back to the medical stuff. I'm getting off on a tangent here. What is happening in terms of the incentivization? And again, it is a B.F. Skinner program. They have told the hospitals, well, we're not going to screen for cancer. We're not going to let heart patients in here and so forth. Those aren't important, right? We're going to clear the decks so we can handle all the incoming COVID patients, and nobody showed up. And they send home the Army Field Hospital and the hospital ship in New York and everything. And the hospitals are going bankrupt. So then they throw them a carrot and they say, well, you know, if you diagnose somebody with COVID, you get a $19,000 bonus. And then if you put them on a ventilator, you get a $34,000 bonus. And understand, the ventilator only cost $50,000. But if you total those two things up, that's $53,000. So you get one COVID patient on a ventilator, you have paid for your ventilator, and you got a $3,000 profit. And then you can charge the patient or his insurance company every day that you use the ventilator on them in addition. Oh, it's a gravy train if you play ball with them. Carrot and stick. And we'll tell you how they diagnose somebody so they can get that gravy train when we come back. Stay with us.
Money. Constantly, whether it's the New York Times,
The Washington Post or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
All right, let me get to this, the numbers here, the financial numbers here. I said I was going to do it last segment. I got off on a tangent about psychological control because that's what this is. They're incentivizing the greed of these hospitals. And so you have the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS. And thank you to the listener for sending that to me, Amy. Thank you to Amy, who has worked in this industry. And so she noticed that as they're going to do audits on this, they came back and they said, well, we have potential Medicare program integrity risks. In other words, we're losing too much money. Said that they're going to require, they've been paying an additional 20% to providers and facilities who are treating patients with COVID or testing for COVID. So you don't even have to, you can just test other people for COVID and they'll give you a bonus. So it's not even, oh, well, we got one right here. And they say, we're ready to believe you. And they send out the Ghostbuster squad, right? And then you put them on the ventilator and then you get another big, huge cash bonus. But if you just play along with him and you test everybody, or you say that you're thinking about whether or not people have COVID or not, because that's the reality here, is that you don't actually have to do the test. And so they said, well, we've been paying you a 20% bonus, but now we're going to have to see some documentation, not necessarily a positive test result, but just documentation sufficient to receive the 20% higher Medicare and reimbursement. So we just need to have you document that you're really looking at it. You're not necessarily getting a positive test and you're not necessarily even testing them, but you're still going to get the 20%, but you got to tell us that you're shoving this out to everybody, right? And so that's not good enough for the hospital association. The American Hospital Association, AHA, is a lobbying group. And so now they are lobbying the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, CMS, asking them to reconsider. And they're appealing back to what the CDC told them to do in the first place. They said, you know, the CDC coding advice was, quote, the COVID-19 diagnosis code on the clinical judgment alone. Alone. So just on judgment alone. I can look at it and say, you know, that person's got a respiratory illness. In my clinical judgment, that's COVID-19. I'm just going to presume they've got it. They said, that's what you told us from the beginning. That's the CDC. That was a coding guideline. And now you're telling us that we've got to have some documentation. And they said, well, don't worry. It doesn't have to be a positive test result. You know, you can just, they were still thinking about it. I don't know exactly how this pulls us back in line if they don't have to actually have a positive test result. And of course, the test results are garbage anyway. Anyway, as they come back, they said, they said, not only did the CDC tell us just to do it on clinical judgment alone, but they said this continues to be an important approach. In other words, we can't test people. Why? And they lay out this lobbying group who's pushing for continued bonuses of 20% for treating patients with COVID or for testing patients with COVID when they don't actually test them. Because they said, here's why we need to do this on clinical judgment alone and not on tests. Because number one, test accuracy may not be reliable. See, I'm not the only one saying this stuff doesn't work. They say, well, we can't rely on the test because the tests don't work. And then they go on to say, we can't do it all the time because it's unnecessarily onerous. And not only that, but we don't have the tests in many cases. There's testing shortages. So it's like, in many cases, we don't have the test. And if we had the test, they don't work. And it's a lot of work anyway. So just pay us an extra 20% if we say that we're thinking about it. And in our clinical judgment, we think that somebody may have COVID-19. So you can give us a 20% bonus for playing along with you and a $19,000 bonus for everybody that we presume under our clinical judgment alone, not with a test, because we don't have the test and they don't work. See how this works? The problem is that, as the New York Times pointed out, 90% of these people that are flagged as positive who are not in the hospital, but they are asymptomatic, the PCR test magnifies the presence of any viral particles there, and it cannot distinguish between COVID-19 and any other coronavirus, any other cold or flu. So you got a real problem here, because the PCR test doesn't give you accurate quantitative results, and it doesn't give you accurate qualitative results. It doesn't know which coronavirus it is, and it doesn't know how much of it it's there. And that's a big issue, because if it's a very small amount, they can't transmit it. And so that's why the New York Times said, well, you know, we've looked at, we reviewed data, the testing data from Massachusetts, New York, and Nevada. We found that 90% of the people who tested positive had barely any virus at all, which means that we're panicking people for political reasons, for economic reasons. And this is why the guy that developed the PCR test said you can't use it this way. And this is why John Rappaport said 6 months ago in this program, they have always used these PCR tests and they've used them in the wrong way. And 6 months ago, they didn't have any tests either, right? Not only were they false, are they false tests now, but they were making these presumptions when they didn't even have the phony tests. And so as I tweeted out this morning, I said, you got two numbers that you need to remember. 90% of those who tested positive are not contagious and can't transmit this disease, and it's bogus, and they're misusing the PCR test, 90%. And then you got another number from the CDC. 94% of the COVID deaths had on average 2.6 comorbidities and were very elderly. And so I say, you take those two numbers, 90% and 94%, and what does that tell you? Because, you know, Fauci said, we got to do what the numbers tell us, right? Well, let me tell you what the numbers tell you about Fauci. He's lying 100%. 90 plus 94 equals 100% lies. Yeah, 2 plus 2 equals 5 for these people. And so we've had a pushback. I mean, Ron Paul is talking about this. John MacArthur is talking about it. Mainstream media is not talking about it. You won't see this article on the Drudge Report unless he picks up. And here's what you need to do, whoever's running the Drudge Report now for Matt. You need to look at Reason magazine, because Reason pushes back on this simply because Trump promoted this. And here's a headline from Jacob Sullum, who doesn't like Trump. Trump promotes the outlandish claim that COVID-19 has killed a minuscule number of Americans. No, actually, that's right. Actually, that's right. Extremely advanced age, 2.6 serious additional diseases for 94% of the people. And I don't believe those other 6%, and I said that yesterday. Last spring, says Reason Magazine, the White House warned that COVID-19 could kill between 1.5 million and 2.2 million Americans with, quote, no intervention. But with intervention, said the White House, the death toll would be somewhere between 100,000 and 240,000. President Trump declared, quote, by very vigorously following these social distancing guidelines, we could save more than 1 million American lives. Think of that, 1 million American lives. Now, he says, as Fauci, Birx, and Trump himself should have recognized at the time, the projection of as many as 2.2 million deaths from COVID-19 in the U.S. was never realistic. But President Trump told us, you know, that Friday the 13th, the Imperial College, March the 13th, the Imperial College of London put out that bogus simulation that was given to him by two very smart people, as he referred to Fauci and Birx. And I said, everybody's going to die. And he went along with that. And immediately, we had scientists in Edinburgh University say they can't even get the same. This is a random number generator. Software is so broken. It's old Fortran code they put it in. They can't. You give it the same input, and you get a different answer each time. And you had Dr. Ioannidis at Stanford University saying their assumptions about transmission are absolutely garbage. Garbage assumptions. And nevertheless, they stuck to that. And now Reason Magazine, instead of criticizing President Trump for locking us down, is criticizing President Trump for pushing back against the lies of lockdown. And we will debunk the debunkers when we come back. Stay with us.
It was in the Telecommunications Act of 1996 that all new cell phones would track your GPS location. I read from the federal law and listeners couldn't believe me because that was un-American. Now the media admits that almost every app and every company that are on Apple and on Droids don't just track your location, but your surfing history, where you go, who you talk to, your relationships, and they all share the data with each other of what you're doing on the apps as well, including having apps turn on and listen to what you're saying, just like Siri or Alexa do, and then putting databases, transcripts of everything you say into those systems to be saved forever. Your phone is spying on you, and companies are generating secret surveillance scores based on information. This is the global Chinese Communist Social Credit Score. Get your protection privacy pockets at InfoWarsStore.com and cut Big Brother off dead in his filthy tracks. InfoWarsStore.com.
We here at InfoWars are proud to announce the first ever Kava Kava root supplement that is now available at InfoWarsStore.com. Kava is one of the hottest new breakthroughs in the natural health world today, though it has been used for hundreds of years in the Pacific Islands for its relaxation and euphoric effects. According to ancient Samoan legend, Kava was given as a gift by the sun god Tagaloa, who they considered to be the supreme ruler and creator of the universe. The Samoan people would drink kava tea during social gatherings and sacred ceremonies to loosen up a little. Nowadays, kava is used around the world by many who enjoy its serious benefits. The new Kava Chill by Dr. Jones Naturals contains a full blend of not only kava kava, but other herbs including, but not limited to, German chamomile, organic skullcap, and valerian root. We do expect to sell this new product quickly, so be sure to secure yours by visiting InfoWarsStore.com.
Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations' successful takeover of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, this is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders. It's about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that. This isn't about me taking credit. In fact, it's the opposite. It's about getting you to understand that you have all the power. Going back 3 weeks ago, they had the entire Austin Greenbelt shut down, and they had the spillway by Barton Springs shut down, as well as the main pool that's always been paved for the last 50 years or so. It's a dammed up spring. Well, we went down there and we got in the park at different areas around town in the last few weeks and educated people that it was all a giant fraud. And now, despite the fact that they still say the parks are closed, you go down to any area and you'll see dozens, if not hundreds of people, depending where you're at, actually using Barton Springs here in Austin, Texas. So Bill Gates and the globalists give the orders to the UN. The UN gives the orders down through the National Health Services, like our NIH, and we all follow it like dutiful slaves. Stop complying with your own enslavement. Stop following the orders of these globalist traitors. Start being free again.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
That's right. Valdez is headed to the country, and everybody else is as well. And you can see the moving vans front page of the New York Post yesterday said land of the flea, F-L-E-E. Of course, there's also F-L-E-A in New York City, flea bag hotels and bed bugs and so forth. But people are fleeing New York, but actually more people are leaving New Jersey even than New York. Just can't get out of these Democrat jurisdictions quickly enough, can we? Everybody fleeing to the country along with Valdez. But let's go back to these numbers. We were talking about the fact that Reason Magazine has already decided that they're going to attack what we saw come out on August 22nd, the CDC saying that COVID-19 was the only cause of death mentioned and only 6% of the deaths. And then they pointed out that in the rest of the deaths that we talk about, the COVID deaths, and I talked about that yesterday, how they have collected the numbers from the beginning of all time of people who presume to die from COVID, not even with COVID, but from COVID. The rest of the deaths involved an average of 2.6 additional conditions or causes. And the people were very, very elderly as well. And this is the same breakdown of statistics that we saw from the Italian Department of Health 2 weeks in a row before we had the federal guidelines and recommendations to lock down the country that the Democrats eagerly did right away and that the Republicans have now done. And people like Greg Abbott have left in place now for 2 months, the mask mandates and other idiocy. And so Reason comes back and says, we've known for months. This is not true. You can't say that only 6% of the people died. And here's why, says Reason, Jacob Sullum. Older, less healthy people are especially vulnerable to COVID-19. But that does not mean that COVID-19 is not actually killing them. Well, how do you know that they're especially vulnerable to this, Jacob? Who told you that? Have you done a study about that? Or are we simply superimposing onto the normal actuarial tables, you know, as we get older? The number of people who die in a given age group, it goes up exponentially as we get older. Starts at 65 and so forth. That's why they set, and you should know this as a libertarian, you should know they picked the age of 65 for Social Security because that was a life expectancy when it was first done in Germany by Bismarck. It was a lie from the very beginning. They knew the actuarial tables. They knew that people would start to die at 65 and that it would go up exponentially. That's why they picked that age for Social Security. And so now what they've done, if you look at the rest of this and the rest of the story, as Paul Harvey would say, should give you an idea of what's going on. If you go back to 1918 and you look at the deaths by age demographic, you find a big spike for those under 1 year old and you find a big spike for those over 80. And for the rest of the age groups, it's about the same. About the same across all the other ages. So the very, very young and the very elderly, they had a higher death rate. Now, we don't see that with COVID-19. Instead, it looks like a typical actuarial table. Even more like an actuarial table, an idealized actuarial table than real life does. Because we see that for those under 55, 65, you see essentially zero, statistically zero deaths. That's not the way a virus works. That's the way life works. And so then goes on to say, well, you know, to say that they would have died anyway from all these pre-existing, they got, you know, 2.6 other comorbidities that would have killed them in addition to their age, in addition to their age. So that's not a comorbidity for these people. They're saying they're very elderly, plus they've got a heart condition or they've got cancer or something else. But we'll call it COVID-19 and we will do it without even testing. Remember what I just told you about how the people with Medicare and Medicaid are coming back and saying, well, you know, we need to see a little bit of documentation. You don't necessarily have to have a positive test, but we got to see some documentation that you're of what you're doing to make these clinical pronouncements. And they came back. The Hospital Association lobbyist group said, you can't do that. We were told by the CDC that the tests don't work, that we don't have enough tests, and we should just make a clinical judgment. And that's what we've been doing. You're changing the rules. And, you know, you can't take that money away from us because they're getting bonuses for identifying people, and they're getting a 20% additional bonus because they are on the lookout for COVID-19. And so he says, well, you know, you can't say that they would have died from these pre-existing medical conditions. Most of these patients would still be alive if it wasn't for the virus. Is that true? Do you know that? When they're elderly and they've got 2.6 on average, other things that could kill them by themselves, you know that they would still be alive, Jacob? How do you know that? I mean, the bottom line is that when you are elderly and you've got multiple comorbidities, you've got one foot in the grave, the other on a banana peel. So you can die from a cold. You can die from a fall in your apartment. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. And I'm elderly and I've got 2.6 comorbidities and I'm going to die. That's the facts of life. I'm not making fun of it. I mean, we're all headed to that point in time. But that's the reality. It's nothing unusual. This is not novel. We don't need to lock the country down for this. This is real life. Let me explain that to you. We have other comorbidities like driving cars. You're going to stop all of that? Oh, yeah, they want to stop all that as well. And so he goes on to say, claiming that only 6% of the people actually died from the disease, that message and Trump's retweet of it were removed by Twitter. See, there you go. That's how they control the social media. That's how we got the lockdown in Italy. China using Twitter bots and social media bots to pressure Italy to lie to all of us. They said, look, we locked down our city. You all do same. And then they grab all the personal protective equipment, tell everybody you got to have personal protective equipment. Oh, and you got to buy it from us too, right? Oh, and by the way, here are some tests that are already loaded to be positive. You know, we've had that happen in Sweden and elsewhere, many cases of that. You get the tests or you get the masks from China, and they're already preloaded to test positive for that. Well, you know, to say they actually died. Well, New American says, yeah, that actually is right. As a matter of fact, New American takes the approach that I took yesterday when I talked about this. They said, well, if you're going to talk about deaths, quote unquote, involving COVID-19, that's the phrase that's used by CDC. They involved COVID-19. Well, what does that mean? Well, that doesn't mean that they necessarily died from it. They may have died with it, but we don't even know that they died with it because we don't do any tests. We didn't have any tests, and we're doing clinical judgments about this. And I said, well, that can mean anything from having a recent positive COVID-19 test, which may or may not have been accurate, to having tested positive months earlier, to simply having been declared positive based on symptoms, you know, that clinical diagnosis without a test. And hospitals facing strong financial incentives to claim a COVID-19 death. So for the sake of argument, let's just say that it still doesn't hold up. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out just like with Info and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products, but I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again.
I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E, supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com.
The Democrats are just going more and more left.
Many positive about socialism, liking it more than capitalism.
Many of the ideas we fought for that were considered radical are now mainstream.
The radical left has taken over the Democratic Party, and Joe Biden is marching in lockstep with them. Biden and the far left are promising to crush middle-class families with trillions in new taxes.
If you elect me, your taxes are going to be raised, not cut.
Promising amnesty and health care for 11 million illegal immigrants.
Citizenship for 11 million undocumented folks.
Promising to shut down energy exploration, killing jobs, and hurting America's economy.
I guarantee you, we're going to end fossil fuel.
In Joe Biden's America, the radical left get whatever they want, and you get to pay for it. They've already taken over Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. Don't let them take over America.
Attention, attention, attention to anyone that still wants to live in a free country. The New World Order, Chi-Com Globalist Syndicate, is making its move to implode the dollar and thrust the United States into a civil war by contesting the election. They are openly wargaming this at the highest levels of the Democratic Party. Nancy Pelosi and others have gone on television and said they will contest the election. Trump is going. They will hold a separate inauguration for Biden and Kamala Harris, and that anyone challenging that will be called a racist. They will then trigger race riots and violence. They've already beta tested around the country. We are not living in normal times. When these type of things happen in history, people are usually caught flat-footed because they can't believe they're living in such a criminal era. We are. We are living in the period where this criminal globalist syndicate that's been feeding on America is being exposed and removed. Now is the time for all good men and women to come to their aid of the country. Spread the word now, Paul Revere's.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
All right, let's talk about some more of Fauci's numbers, right? And again, coming out of the CDC, this whole thing about the 94% of the cases that involve CDC are COVID-19. And that means that they didn't necessarily die from it. They didn't even necessarily die with it, as I just pointed out. That includes people who had been diagnosed with it months earlier and didn't die from it. Oh, now they died from something else. 2.6 comorbidities, elderly, and so forth. But they had a diagnostic from a test that we know doesn't work several months ago. So let's call it a COVID-19 death. Or we don't have the test, and we know that they don't work, so let's do it with just a clinical judgment, and we get a 20% bonus as a hospital for saying that we're playing along with that. And then we get bonuses for, you know, declaring that an inpatient has COVID-19. We get even more bonuses if we put them on a ventilator and on and on. And so I had a listener. And by the way, if you want to send me information, I appreciate it when people send me stuff. It's at David Knight Show at protonmail.com. I won't use your name on the show. unless you tell me to use your name. So you can send me the information. And I had a doctor who sent me the CDC flu figures weekly. And he says, you notice how it's like a regular sine wave. You can see it right there. You've got the trend line drawn in orange. And it's a seasonal cycle. We see that every year. Colds and flus and so forth. They go up, they go down, they go up, they go down. And it's got a nice sine wave shape to it. And then you've got a spike there from COVID-19. He says, so you can see the death bump there, but it's, you know, the timing is there. And his point was that even with the CDC numbers, you see that the mask mandates have made no difference. The lockdown has made no difference. The social distancing mandates have made no difference at all. Even if you look at their data, which is, and that data right there is not adjusted, by the way, for what the CDC just said, that 94% of the people had 2.6 other comorbidities that were very elderly in addition to that. You see, it simply says these are the reported number of deaths. And again, we have to talk about the deaths that the CDC reports that are involved, they say, with COVID-19. You remember the doctor and senator who said, look at what they sent us about this. He said, first of all, people who are elderly and have, you know, 2 to 3 comorbidities with them, we don't typically bother to do an autopsy. We call it natural causes. But they're telling us to presume this. And he was the first one to talk about that. So they came after his license. Came after his license. I played that clip for you as well. So this is the massive fraud here. But as he points out, another way that we can look at the CDC's own numbers, just assuming that they're real, and you see that spike there. The spike, if you look at the timing, it shows that all of these political measures had absolutely made no difference whatsoever. And he also says, by the way, herd immunity has now in New York reduced the deaths to less than 10 per day, even by their figures, if you trust them. Notice how the lockdown and social distancing mask had no effect. Texas, the same thing. Again, lockdowns, masks, business restrictions had no effect on this epidemic. This chimeric virus, he writes, was designed to be very contagious, and it will work its way through the world, killing the weak. But the globalists have many other bioweapons on the shelf and will release the next one when they're ready. And this is why we should be defunding and firing people like Fauci and Francis Collins, who are funding this gain of function research, funding it even when they were prohibited in the United States, and funding it to the tune of $3.7 million there at that biosafety level 4 lab in Wuhan, China. Why are they not in the dock answering for this? Well, I'll tell you why. Because it doesn't matter if you have the CIA or the intelligence agencies engineering a coup against President Trump. I mean, they still have General Flynn in the dock. Even after you had circuit court judges throw this out because of the crooked Obama judge that was involved in that. And yet, they've now have it going again, and they're going to pull it back up, even though it was shut down. If you are not an establishment figure, they will come at you relentlessly and endlessly. But if you are an establishment figure, if you're tied into the bureaucracy, to the globalist health bureaucracy, the technocrats, tied into the military-industrial complex, the surveillance state, you will not answer for any crimes that you do. That's the reality of all this. Take a look at Clapper again. He lied under oath to all of America about something that is very, very significant. And they tried to put Roger Stone in jail because they claimed that he lied to Congress about something that was not significant. He actually told them the truth. He wouldn't tell them the lies that they wanted. And so they threw him in jail for telling them the truth instead of throwing President Trump under the bus. But James Clapper can commit perjury on TV, and they let the statute of limitations go, 5 years. He's free and clear. They will not go to jail whatsoever, and they will not go to jail for developing bioweapons, for taking fatal diseases, bringing them here, and then making them more deadly, more easily spread, and then carelessly letting them out of the laboratories. I've been talking about this since 2014 when it happened down in Tulane University. The people that were associated with the Tuskegee atrocities. These people are unethical, immoral, illegal. They are war criminals. They have done all of this science using the Nazis and the Japanese scientists that brought over under Operation Paperclip. They embraced that. Our government became the monsters that we fought during World War II, and they're not answering to anybody. And that's the scary thing about this. The scary thing about this. He goes on to say, I agree with you that this is mostly Trump's fault. He has aided and abetted these globalists. He has not protected our rights to work and to move freely without face coverings. And, of course, it is our fault, too, for not fighting for our liberty. Absolutely right. Thank you, Doctor. President Trump is now making some moves, like he wants to do something about Fauci. Will he? I don't know. He's now making comments. Well, Fauci, quote, I inherited him. I inherited him? You can't do anything about that, President Trump? You might want to take a look at the powers of the presidency. Last time I looked, I think that presidents were able to do things before there was Twitter. And I think that presidents used to do things other than tweet. I think they used to actually exercise their powers in accordance to their duty that they swore to under the Constitution. That's what you inherited, President Trump. You inherited a Constitution. What about duty, honor, country? Do you care about any of that? Maybe you don't. Evidently you don't, because it's now gone on for 169 days. But if you care about your own sorry political life, maybe you'll do something about it to just remove this guy. It may be too late for the country, but it may not be too late for your political career. You need to get rid of Fauci. The problem I'm concerned about, and I'll talk about what's going on with the violence in the streets and so forth. This is all the Republicans want to talk about. Yeah, you know, Donald Trump Jr. is right. Democrats didn't want to talk about the violence in the street. But the Republicans didn't want to talk about the violence that they've done to our Constitution, our way of life in the middle class with the lockdown. They ignore that. That is the elephant in the room of the RNC, and it's still the elephant in the White House. And President Trump thinks that he can get elected simply by letting this become a big issue, the violence in the streets. And he may be right. He may be able to keep us locked down and force an injection of Operation Warp, you know, a vaccine that's rolled out at warp speed. Shame on you, Trump, and shame on anybody who would vote for that. Our salvation does not come from the White House. Our salvation is from Jesus Christ, first of all. But in terms of how we protect ourselves in this life, it's going to be done at the local level. And people like Trump, who's going to play these games, well, I inherited Fauci. How pathetic. How pathetic. Nothing but snide remarks and tweets. And oh, by the way, Jack Dorsey has more power than you do, President Trump, if you're going to play that game. We'll be right back.
Where the hell did this water come from?
InfoWarsStore.com.
We can't survive without pure, clean drinking water. So make sure that it's always available to you with the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System. This gravity-fed system filters through all the toxins and gets straight to clean, healthy, great-tasting water. Yummy in my tummy. Bring the purest, most refreshing water to your home by ordering the Alexa Pure Water Filtration System today from InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWarsStore.com.
Other systems just don't compare.
You hear that? That's the March of the United Nations and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation coming with their battle plan, psychological warfare operation with the forced inoculations and the permanent lockdown of civilization and society. They're outlawing people being able to get colds or the flu. They're creating artificial phobias for normal death that takes place. They're not even promising to have a cure to it all. They're just inflicting new phobias on everyone to bring in their planetary regime directed by the WHO with vaccines that actually change your DNA and make you owned by Microsoft. It's a final frontier. It's the year 2020. It's not coming. It's here. And submission is blood in the water. We launched the Everyday Essential Special a week ago. It ends on Monday. That means you've got 4 days to take advantage of it while I'm cutting this ad. 8-pack Power Stack and X2 back in stock. 60% off, free shipping. Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise, Vasovings, 50% off, free shipping. Survival Soul X2 by itself, back in stock, 50% off, free shipping. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock, 30% off, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 and X3 Combo, 50% off. Krill Oil, 17% off, free shipping. Take advantage of these sales and others with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. They're great products that changed my life. They've got 98% reviews all over the internet. Check it out for yourselves, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. The only way you lose is not by taking action. And I want to explain that again. Your support of InfoWars has stood in defiance of George Soros, the globalist Hillary, and all these scumbags. So great job. You built what we've done. I salute you. This isn't about me taking credit. In fact, it's the opposite. It's about getting you to understand that you have all the power. Going back 3 weeks ago, they had the entire Austin Greenbelt shut down, and they had the spillway by Barton Springs shut down, as well as the main pool that's always been paved for the last 50 years or so. It's a dammed up spring. Well, we went down there and we got in the park at different areas around town in the last few weeks and educated people that it was all a giant fraud. And now, despite the fact that they still say the parks are closed, you go down to any area and you'll see dozens, if not hundreds of people, depending where you're at, actually using Barton Springs here in Austin, Texas. So Bill Gates and the globalists give the orders to the UN. The UN gives the orders down through the National Health Services, like our NIH, and we all follow it like dutiful slaves. Stop complying with your own enslavement. Stop following the orders of these globalist traitors. Start being free again.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Politicians say more taxes will solve everything.
And the band played on.
So round and around we go, where the world's headed.
It's an information war, folks, and the WHO knows it. In November of 2017, before InfoWars was patient zero in the control of information, you had in congressional hearings a person who was a consultant, retired from both the military and the intelligence agency, and now a consultant to them, and testifying to Congress that we need to control social media, that we need to silence the cannons on social media that are pushing back against our narrative. We need to make sure they only hear us. And lo and behold, it was 9 months later that pregnant idea delivered in the form of kicking InfoWars Alex Jones off of all social media. And then another 800 independent sites 2 months later, who were not all conservative, not all Trump supporters, but all of them pushed back against the military industrial complex, the police state, the surveillance state. What a surprise. And now we have the World Health Organization admitting to using artificial intelligence, what they call social listening, because they don't just look at your content. They're not just scraping content off of there. And remember, this whole thing began with China modeling something we'd never seen before. We're going to lock up a city of several million people, let nobody move. We're like, whoa, what's going on? And then that got everybody's attention. And then we had some little breadcrumbs released about the gain-of-function research going on at that biosafety level 4 lab. It's like, well, is that what, do they know that this is really dangerous and they're locking everybody down? It was a psyop. That was a psyop. And they modeled it for everybody, and then they used social media to bully Italy. Then after they had Italy, then it just became a domino. Went around the world. And now the World Health Organization is saying they're using social media to scrape information off and to monitor it. And not only look at the content, but look at people's attitudes, their emotions. That's where they want to bring in the artificial intelligence. They want to analyze your emotions. Now, I wonder when I scream on Twitter in all uppercase, we've got to stop these damn traitors in the GOP who have sold us out on the lockdown. They are nothing but a fifth column stabbing us in the back. I wonder if they got the message. Do you get the message, WHO, what I think about this? You want me to shout it again? Anyway, they say that they're going to be analyzing people's emotions, looking at their sadness, their acceptance, their denial, their anxiety. You don't have anger in there. You don't have anger in there. You should add anger. Program that into your AI as well. And then they said, we believe we need to vaccinate 30% of the population with good information in order to have a certain degree of herd immunity against misinformation. Oh, there you go, using their vaccine metaphor. See, if you got the military-industrial complex and intelligence agencies, they'll use the metaphor of war. It's an information war, as Hillary Clinton said, and we're losing it. So we need to shut down the information we need to shut down InfoWars. And we need to silence the cannons on social media. These people say, well, we got to have herd immunity against anything that goes against our official narrative. And so we got to make sure we got 30% of the population with good information. Good information meaning what they want you to believe. They say that there is an infodemic. See, this is their, and I think that's a good way to describe this. And, you know, the WHO is the Typhoid Mary of the infodemic, the lies that have been used to sell a fake pandemic. There is no pandemic. I began the program, John MacArthur telling his congregation of several thousand people, 7,000 to 9,000 people that have been meeting on a weekly basis without any social distancing, without any masks, singing and exhaling all of this stuff and nobody getting sick. That's the truth. You can argue the numbers. You can deconstruct the lies of these people, their statistical lies, but that is the proof right there. And that's why LA is so desperate to shut them down. We'll let the health department confiscate their property take away a lease that they've had for 45 years there. No, it is an infodemic. I've said before that what we've seen here, we've seen lies and propaganda to push us into wars. And this is a war. It's a war against not only the American people, but the free people around the world. This is a war to establish a global technocracy, to push us all into social isolation from other human beings, to make us beg for, not only accept, but to beg for, the replacement of people with robots and artificial intelligence. So we don't have to deal with those dirty humans. To make sure that we can't travel. To take our jobs and put us on universal basic income. This is a war against humanity. It is also a war, when we look at Operation Warp Speed, a war to poison us. And 5G will accomplish both of those things. 5G will be a threat to us as far as our health goes. And an unquestionable, I believe it will be health, but it's unquestionable what it will do in terms of tyranny. And President Trump is pushing 5G. President Trump is pushing Operation Warp Speed. President Trump is not your savior. He is not your savior. You better start pushing back against these things instead of going to sleep because President Trump is in the White House. And so when we look at what these people are doing, it was an August 25th post from the WHO, and they titled it Immunizing the Public Against Misinformation. They say there is an infodemic, and they need to immunize us. Yeah, it was a blitzkrieg information war that they conducted after they had pretty much pushed off all the independent media. The establishment media, the politicians, and the globalists have pushed that. It's actually, maybe we should have a new term instead of agitprop, cyberprop, internet propaganda. And now they're going to be doing social listening to see if that's working. And that's what I've said from the very beginning. I said the thing that the internet was designed for, going back to J.C.R. Licklider, the psychologist, I think, it was designed to do propaganda, to take it to a new level. They had pretty much refined it with advertising. Edward Bernays was the guy who really developed propaganda, far more than Joseph Goebbels that we talk about here. Nobody talks about Edward Bernays, who lied us into World War I for Woodrow Wilson, and then went on to create lies for Madison Avenue. He became the guru for Madison Avenue, how to manipulate public opinion. And they knew how to put it out with a broadcast process. What they didn't know, what they didn't have, that the internet has given them, because that's what DARPA and the military-industrial complex wanted. DARPA has given them a way to close that feedback loop. It was an open loop. They could push the propaganda out, they could push out their advertising, but they couldn't really fine-tune it. Now what they can do is they can push the stuff out and they can listen and they can analyze and they know what is working and what isn't, and they can fine-tune their infodemic, their cyber prop. And that's precisely what they've been doing. The WHO bragged and said, we're working with more than 50 digital companies and social media platforms, which include Google, TikTok, YouTube, to ensure that science-based health messages are all that people are going to see. That's exactly what they have done. And so we appreciate your support here at InfoWars. You need to be aware of how you are being played, folks. And you need to push back against that. And you need to have independent media. I mean, I showed you how, just in the case of the local situation in Idaho, how the establishment media there lied for the Republicans who were pushing the continuation of the lockdown, who completely ignored both the state constitution, the state laws, the U.S. Constitution, and science as they continue to extend this lockdown. You know, you're supposed to only be able to do emergency executive orders for a certain period of time. And then you're supposed to have the legislature. The legislature decide they weren't going to exercise their power, and the governor took it over, just like colonial times. If you want to keep us here, by the way that you do that is with the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We now have storable food back in stock, and you can get that at InfoWarsStore.com. And this is the last day of the Everyday Essentials sale. We have many items that have been out of stock are now back in stock, and 50 to 60% off. And those items also come with free shipping. Heart and body combo. Take a look at that.
I'm going to say something right now that is one of the most important things I've ever said, so please listen very, very carefully. Donald Trump is not the reason they released COVID or had the lockdown. They already had this plan, the Rockefeller Foundation and Bill and Melinda Gates. It is beyond critical. It is life and death for you and your family to understand, no matter where you live on the planet, that this is a worldwide, world government takeover on record, that it's never going to end. The United Nations has admitted that. First it's a month, then it's 6 months, then they say, okay, it's 2 years. They're now saying 2 years. They're now saying you'll never go back to normal. No more gatherings, no more anything. Constant forced inoculations that they admit don't even work in the way they say they work. They change your DNA. This is the culling of the planet. This is the beginning of the straitjacket being put on you before you're slowly tortured to death and killed. Do you understand?
There's a nauseating sense to it. Not a sense of triumph, not a sense of victory, not a sense of completion, but a sense of sick nausea. That we were right about the world government, we were right about the anti-human plans, we were right about all the horrible things the globalists and their satanic order want to do to us. Now we sit here, warning people for decades, trying to get people ready, trying to stop what was coming. But you know what? Revelations and God's word says it's coming, so you can't stop it. And it's in that understanding that we're part of God's larger plan, that we come to the point in our own psyche, our own spirit, our own will, that we submit to God and realize God's in charge and God has power. And the devil is sent as a tester. And now it's up to us to make the right decision. That's what it's really always been about.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. Yeah, we have, you know, NPR out there doing interviews with the author of a new book titled In Defense of Looting. And the author said in an interview with NPR, looting strikes at the heart of property. It strikes at the heart of whiteness and of the police. It gets to the very root of the way those three things are interconnected. In their minds, at least, anyway. And also, it provides people with an imaginative sense of freedom and pleasure. And it helps them to imagine a world that could be. Yeah, I'm imagining that world that is based on looting and arson and street violence. Are you imagining that world? This is insane. And I think it's part of it that it doesn't really get talked about, that riots and looting are experienced as sort of joyous and liberatory. Folks, it doesn't take long. And I used to talk about this. I said, you know, when we look at the gay pride movement, you know, it's like, I'm not interested in as a Christian in telling people how to live their lives. I'm interested in telling them how Christ will change their life. But, you know, I don't expect people to have my same perspective if they don't know who Christ is. They don't know Christ. But the difference is that they're not willing to live and let live. It's just like the people with the masks mandates and people with the vaccine mandates. They don't care what you think. So, you know, if I don't want to celebrate or redefine homosexuality or be homosexual myself, they're not good with that. They're not okay with my choice. See, they don't want tolerance. They don't want toleration. They want celebration of what they do. And now they want celebration of looting. Why? Because it's anti-property. Anti-property. Thou shalt not steal? Oh, forget about that. You know, we threw the Bible out and we threw the babies out and we threw the marriage out and we threw the, you know, God out of the church, out of the schools and so forth and out of many of these churches. And so now let's just, you know, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill. We don't need that either. So just imagine that. You know, doing whatever you wish is joyous and liberatory. Liberatory. I've never even seen that word before. Importantly, I think it's especially when it's in the context of a black uprising, like the one that we're living through now. It also attacks the history of whiteness and of white supremacy, she said. The very basis of property in the U.S. is derived through whiteness. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, yeah, actually that's not the case. You know, stealing and murdering have been recognized by pretty much every civilization, not just Christianity. It's part of natural law. You know, we have certain things that, you know, you wouldn't know they're a crime unless the government tells you it's a crime, like not wearing a mask. Those are just arbitrary mandates that are out there. And there's nothing moral about that. But we all understand deeply, unless we're taught otherwise by our Marxist school teachers, we understand that stealing and murdering are wrong. And yet she says that, you know, property and the whole idea of property, that's just a whiteness thing. We have a California district attorney, one of the Soros people, says cops have to consider whether or not looters needed the stolen property before they can charge them with looting. And before she will charge them with anything. And you have rioters and looters, on the other hand, could lose their unemployment benefits under the new bill. So they're going to have to make it's not only are the police going to have to look to see whether or not these looters needed it before they can charge them, according to the Democrat DA, Soros DA. But the looters themselves are going to have to make some kind of an economic calculation. Would I be better off taking the unemployment benefits or stealing the television sets and, selling them on the black market. So we'll have to see what they decide to do. I kind of think I know. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
I'm not going to lie to you. I want to stay in the fight against Soros and Hillary and the New World Order. And the only way I do is if you buy a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. You got to sell a lot of vitamins and a lot of minerals and a lot of fish oil and a lot of t-shirts and a lot of water filters to fund an operation in the face of the globalists and all the DNC lawsuits. But they're so close to losing right now. Plus, I go out, just like with Info, and I bring you the very best items, the very best products that I personally use and I love. So go to InfoWarsStore.com, check out the products, get some today, share them with friends, review them, and know that you cannot lose because you're fighting the Info War that's fighting the globalists. Plus, these are great products. But I want to thank you for keeping me in the game. I want to thank you for funding our operation. So continue to spread the word and fund InfoWars at InfoWarsStore.com. And I salute you once again, once again, once again, once again, once again.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. I was just saying at the top of the hour, this author who's making the tour of media, except I don't know that any other media is having her on other than NPR. She wrote a book called The Defense of Looting. And she defends it by saying that looting strikes at the heart of property, of whiteness, and of the police. And it's part of the revolution that these radical Marxists want to have out there. And make no mistake about it, folks. BLM is a Marxist organization. It's got Soros ties to it, but they are avowed Marxists. They want to overthrow everything about the social order. The founders were Marxist lesbians who said they wanted to overthrow every aspect of society, not just our economic structure, but our family structure, our political structure. They want to use violence. You have Marxist activist Angela Davis. Do you remember her? I mean, I thought she was dead. I thought she died with Snake Plissken. I mean, she's been off the scene for a long time. But now we have these Marxist fossils coming back out of the woodwork like cockroaches. And Angela Davis is out saying that these riots are rehearsals for revolution. And she's absolutely right. That's what they are. Antifa and other activists. Now, this is the groundwork for a larger revolution to bring about radical change to the capitalist system. Sometimes, she said, we assume the most important work is the dramatic work, the street demonstrations. Yeah, street theater, dramatic work. I like the term that Marxist cultural critic John Berger used. He said demonstrations are rehearsals for revolution, she said. And she said that in a Vanity Fair interview. And that's exactly what they are. They're dress rehearsals, they're practice, they're going to continue to escalate this. But let me tell you where this is really coming from. It's not coming from people like Angela Davis that you haven't heard from for years. This is coming from the people behind the scenes, people like Bill Ayers, who've taken over our educational system, pushing white skin privilege, radicalizing the youth through the institutions that we pay for with taxes. It's one of the reasons why the socialists and the communists had as part of their party plank platforms in the early 20th century, government education systems supported by taxpayers. Because they were going to use that to capture the minds and the hearts of our children. And you can see our children on the streets rioting because of the establishment of hate. That's what the establishment has done. We have an establishment that is now focused on generating hate. And that includes the educational establishment, the entertainment establishment, the political establishment, and yes, even the religious establishment, the religious left. And let's play video clip number two. This is actually St. Xavier's Catholic Church in New York City holding a satanic mass worshiping Black Lives Matter and pushing racism and hate, the most anti-Christian thing you can imagine. This is St. Xavier's Catholic Church in New York City, video clip two.
Do you support racial justice, equity, and compassion in human relations?
Yes.
Do you affirm that white privilege is unfair and harmful to those who have it and to those who do not?
Yes.
Do you affirm that white privilege and the culture of white supremacy must be dismantled wherever it is present?
Yes.
Do you support racial equity, justice, and liberation for every person?
Yes.
Do you affirm the inherent worth and dignity of every person?
Yes.
Therefore, from this day forward, will you strive to understand more deeply the injustice and suffering white privilege and white supremacy cause?
Yes.
Will you commit to help transform our church culture to one that is actively engaged in seeking racial justice and equity for all, for everyone?
Yes.
Will you make a greater effort to treat all people with the same respect you expect to receive?
Yes.
Will you commit to developing the courage to live your beliefs and values of racial justice and equality?
Yes.
Will you strive to eliminate racial prejudice from your thoughts and actions so that you can better promote the racial justice efforts of our church?
Yes.
Will you renew and honor this pledge daily, knowing that our church and our community, our nation and our world will be better places because of our efforts?
Yes.
Let us pray.
And who does he pray to? What God that is associated with the Roman Catholic Church pulls forth those values? When he talks about, do you support the inherent worth and dignity of every person? Yeah, of course. But what he means there, if you hear the rest of what he had to say, every person except for white people who are evil, inherently evil, and must be destroyed, as Angela Davis and this other author who wrote in defense of looting, Vicky Osterweil, said. Every person has dignity and worth except for white people. They must be killed. You must take their property, take their lives. And this is the establishment of hate, folks. It's being established by the establishment. It's being put out in every one of our institutions. Here's an opposite viewpoint, again from John MacArthur that we played at the beginning of the program, saying there is no pandemic. Well, here's what he has to say about Black Lives Matter, video clip three.
Because if you think biblically, you wouldn't have anything to do with Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter is rabidly pro-LGBTQ, rabidly pro-abortion, and it's full of hate and animosity. If you just want to be really simple about it, if you have not love, you're nothing. Mm. You're a banging gong. And where is the love? Where is the love? And I, you know, my question to even these evangelical people who get involved in all this racial animus, what are you doing to your children? Mm. What are your little boys and little girls seeing you do? Is that what our Lord Jesus would want to teach those children? Mm. To hate, to feel that you've been mistreated and you need to get your pound of flesh out of the people who've done this to you? I mean, would the Lord want to teach your children hatred of white people or whiteness or white supremacy or systemic racism? What are you doing to those children who, generally speaking, will be exponentially what you are 2.0. Mm. What are you giving your children when you're basically driven by sort of a hatred toward just an amorphous people group? That is the damage that you've done to children that's irreparable. Mm. I say this all the time. The number one responsibility of every Christian parent is the salvation and sanctification of children.
Amen.
Leading them to Christ and leading them to loving sanctification is your calling. Forget all that's wrong with the world. Think about your children. It's tough enough out there. You don't want to raise haters in the church to go along with the haters in the world. This is a disaster. Stop thinking about the politics. Stop thinking about the past, whatever went wrong. I mean, this is the world. Lots goes wrong all the time. And start loving the way our Lord did. Start letting the church show the world that we are full of love, not full of anger and hate. Mm-hmm. And your dear children are the tragedy that are going to grow up in that environment and carry it into the next generation.
Two very different messages about BLM by two very different churches, different pastors. And, you know, you can see the fruit of that first message of hate and saying, you've got to pay me back for this. A man allegedly stabs an AutoZone employee simply because he felt the need to find a white male to kill. And he stabbed him 7 times in the throat because of the color of his skin. Because of his white skin privilege. An 80-year-old man, elderly man, brutally beaten in a restroom by a black man because he hated him because he's white. Roberto Flores Lopez, 80 years old. He has now died from the injuries. Let me tell you something, folks. Black Lives Matter doesn't have what we need. All these people are talking about reparations and revenge. That's not the Christian message. The Christian message is redemption. Christ paid for this. He paid for the evil you've done. And he paid for the evil done to you. We'll be right back.
Going back more than 20 years ago, I coined the term the false left-right paradigm from reading the books by Carol Quigley, Zbigniew Brzezinski, and others, how they described powerful institutions and foundations' successful takeover of the left parties and right parties in Europe and the United States. It didn't mean that those parties didn't have differences before. They were able to get control of the leadership of both and manipulate the public with the illusion of change and the illusion of a fight going on like WWF wrestling or something. With Trump and with our populist movement taking over the Republicans, this is a real populist movement. Doesn't mean it's perfect. And you know it's real because the Democrats, the power structure, the Chi-Coms, and the entire old Republican leadership have all endorsed Joe Biden. That's why I'm supporting Trump. It's about Americanism, not globalism. It's about ending the one-sided trade deals. It's about defending our borders. It's about defending the right to the Second Amendment and pro-life. And Trump's doing all of that.
All of the experts agree that getting proper sleep is the cornerstone of good health. It has been proven that a poor sleep schedule is linked with numerous health problems, including weight gain, memory issues, mood changes, poor concentration, and even a weakened immune system. Introducing Rocket Rest, the new product from our Dr. Jones Natural line at InfoWarsStore.com. The new Rocket Rest formula is loaded with the best natural ingredients to help not only improve your quality of sleep, but help you wake up feeling refreshed. Many competitors' sleep formulas focus only on getting you to sleep, but Rocket Rest was specifically formulated to help you feel rested and ready to take on the next day. It uses a unique quick-release capsule system to ensure fast delivery of deep sleep support ingredients like melatonin and magnesium. Rocket Rest helps you fall asleep fast, stay asleep, and wake up feeling rested. So get the new Rocket Rest formula from Dr. Jones Naturals right now at InfoWarsStore.com.
It was a sleeper product. It wasn't popular at first, but as people tried it, it's become one of our top 5 bestsellers. I'm talking about the 8-pack Power Stack. 13 different pills filled with super nutrients, vitamins, minerals, and more that you take in the morning in one pack and at night. It's available right now at 60% off for a limited time when you get it with Survival Shield X2 that's now back in stock. This has changed my life and so many other people's lives. Now here's the problem. Some of the patented ingredients that are in 8-pack Power Stack because of the shutdown and the lockdown are not available for us even reordering. So this could be the last shipment that we ever have. It's in stock now. Take advantage of this new combo special, part of a larger sale we have, and free shipping on these sale items like 8-pack Power Stack and X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take advantage and get 8-pack Power Stack with X2. 60% off and free shipping. Biggest deal on this ever. We launched the Everyday Essential Special a week ago. It ends on Monday. That means you've got 4 days to take advantage of it while I'm cutting this ad. 8-pack Power Stack and X2 back in stock. 60% off, free shipping. Heart and Body Combo, Extendawise, Vasobeats, 50% off, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 by itself, back in stock, 50% off, free shipping. Ultimate Fish Roll, back in stock, 30% off, free shipping. Survival Shield X2 and X3 Combo, 50% off. Krill Oil, 17% off, free shipping. Take advantage of these sales and others with free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com.
They're great products that changed my life. They've got 98% reviews all over the internet. Check it out for yourselves. And it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. The only way you lose is not by taking action. And I want to explain that again. Your support of InfoWars has stood in defiance of George Soros, the globalist Hillary, and all these scumbags. So great job. You built what we've done. I salute you.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
The love of the Democrats, this establishment of hate, is killing us, isn't it? And it's killing their political chances as well. Because the black community is not buying this. The black community sees that this Black Lives Matter is mostly a bunch of white Marxist Antifa funded by Soros. And we've seen this reflected in the polls. But before we get to that, let's have a little bit of comic relief. We had Joe Biden getting out of the basement and showing up... getting out of the basement, out of his limousine, getting heckled by a guy as he's walking in carrying a pizza. Let's play that clip. Video clip number 5.
Protest. Hey, Joe! Hey. You finally got out of the basement! Hey, Joe, you made
some pizza! Thank you very much for
breaking the rules. Hey, Joe, you made some pizza! That's right, Joe!
Don't jump! Don't jump! Don't jump!
You're fracking now, Joe!
Thank you, sir.
Hey, Joe, you were against fracking before you were for it. You're a liar. Yeah, he's a fracking liar, isn't he? And he says, don't jump. And then he pulls his mask down, you know, and then puts it back up. And when we talk about his green credentials, you know, he's all for the Green New Deal. He signed on to everything that Bernie Sanders wanted to sign on to. And there's also footage circulating of him getting out of his SUV after he's given a speech on climate change, getting out of his massive SUV, getting onto his private jet where he's going to continue flying around. Because, you know, climate change, we have to, all that kind of hypocrisy that we've seen going on for quite some time. But when he got a chance to speak, Joe Biden had this to say. Let's go video clip number 6.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, it's, I mean, you think about it. More lives this year than any other year for the past 100 years.
I'm not really sure what he had to say. COVID has taken more than 100. What do I say? I don't know. Let's play that again. Let's see if we can decode what he had to say. Let's roll that clip.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, it's, I mean, you think about it. More lives this year than any other year for the past 100 years.
Yeah, just think about that. It's taken this year, just in the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, it's, I mean, think about it. Yeah, you think about it, Joe. And when you have thought about it, then you tell us what you really mean by what you had to say. I don't know. Babylon B, I think, summed this up perfectly. They said the Biden campaign warns that for the debate, Biden will need a mask that completely conceals his face, and he might sound different. said his campaign manager, according to the Babylon B, Biden will need to wear an extra safe face mask that will cover his entire face. And while wearing it, his voice might sound different, even have a different accent. But that's just because of the mask. He went on to say, I think you'll be surprised at how well he does. It'll be a totally different Biden than you've come to expect. But it will be Biden up on that stage. Just unidentifiable behind a mask and sounding very much different. And, oh, by the way, much more coherent. Yeah. I mean, who are we going to get for a ringer to stand for Joe Biden? But when we look at the pushback against the hate that is being put out there. As Gateway Pundit points out, we got a couple of polls. You know, we had the Emerson College poll following the RNC, found out that not only had Trump tightened the race, but he had done it by winning 19% of the black vote. This is unprecedented. And it was not an outlier, because now we see the latest Hill-Harris poll, and we see that he has not 19% of the black vote, according to that poll, but 24% of the black vote. And a recent Rasmussen poll also showed that President Trump had 36% of the black vote. Why is this happening? Well, because black people don't like to see society burn down either. And a lot of what is happening with this looting is happening in the black community. It's like when I tweeted out the meme that somebody had. So I get a speeding ticket in front of McDonald's. What is my appropriate response? Should I burn down the McDonald's or not? Because I don't believe I deserve that parking, that speeding ticket. And this is not really much of a paraphrase compared to what happened in Atlanta, where they burned down the Wendy's and created a riot there. But black people don't like that. Most of the businesses in these areas that are burning are black. But the looting, quite frankly, of the lockdown is far more damaging and long-lasting than what is happening with the violence that's on the street. The difference is that the violence on the street is visceral, is visual. You feel it in your gut. And just think about this. You know, when we go to the movies, what are the big summer blockbusters? The big summer blockbusters are the action films for a reason. They always sell better than the dramas, the mysteries, the intrigue, and all this other kind of stuff. And it's the drama, the mystery, and the intrigue that is what this COVID lie and lockdown is about. I mean, do you want to go to a movie where they talk to you about statistics and models and numbers and so forth? I mean, I talk about this on a daily basis because you have to understand that. And it's not a sexy thing. It doesn't get a lot of views. But this is where the real danger is coming from. And the real danger is that we will ignore all of that, allow the lockdown and the looting from above to continue while we focus on the retail looting, when there is wholesale looting that is happening. 60% of the businesses being driven out. The Constitution being destroyed. And that's being done by our political establishment of both parties. Both parties are doing this. So when we look at Joe Biden coming out of the basement with his pizza party, we also have some clip here of the enthusiastic crowd at his big speech in Pittsburgh yesterday. Let's roll the clip there so you can see this massive crowd and how enthusiastic they are there. Video clip number 4. There they are. They are as enthusiastic and energetic and engaged as their presidential candidate. And this is why they have pulled this lockdown. You know, we've got, when we look at the election and where this is happening, we've got the Texas Attorney General. And they tweet out, they said the Republicans, yay, they're pushing back on this vote by mail stuff. And yeah, it is fraudulent. But I said, why, when are you going to talk about the fact that you could end this? Not by going, if you really wanted to end this fraudulent election in the mail, you could end it by ending the lockdown. Do you hear that, Republicans? Do you hear that, Republicans in Texas? Do you hear that, President Trump? If you're really concerned about the election fraud, and you should be, about the mail, you can stop that by stopping the lockdown. The lockdown is what's causing that. Do you really want that to be the case? Do you really want a civil war? We'll be right back.
The New World Order is a planetary corporate plan for world government. But world government is only the control grid. Now, inner members of the cult are told that they are going to transcend and become gods and attain immortality. But the price for that is to carry out the orderly extermination of all carbon-based life forms. That's why they say carbon is bad. They are rewriting the entire genetic code of the planet. They are playing God. They believe they have been inspired
by interdimensional entities that are giving them advanced technology to carry out this transformation. I know this sounds insane, but if you read the writings of the globalist, it's all on record. You have been warned. You have been given the information to say no to this plan. This is the end of all life on Earth as we know it. This is the alien takeover of Earth.
As men age, they often experience a
slowdown
in vitality, energy, and overall wellness.
And that's why we made one of our most popular formulas to date, Super Male Vitality, specifically designed to assist the body in regulating proper balance to create superior vitality in males. Now look, this unique formula promotes your body's own natural responses, and it contains no synthetic chemicals and no unwanted additives.
Yes.
We're talking about ancient wisdom combined with modern technology, working together in perfect synchronicity to help you get the most out of this herb-packed formula. So what are you waiting for? Go to the InfoWars store. Never been a better time than right now. Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com.
The Democrats are just going more and more left.
Many positive about socialism, liking it more than capitalism.
Many of the ideas we fought for that were considered radical are now mainstream.
The radical left has taken over the Democratic Party, and Joe Biden is marching in lockstep with them. Biden and the far left are promising to crush middle-class families with trillions in new taxes.
If you elect me, your taxes are going to be raised, not cut.
Promising amnesty and health care for 11 million illegal immigrants.
Citizenship for 11 million undocumented folks.
Promising to shut down energy exploration, killing jobs and hurting America's economy.
I guarantee you we're going to end fossil fuel.
In Joe Biden's America, the radical left get whatever they want, and you get to pay for it. They've already taken over Joe Biden and the Democratic Party. Don't let them take over America.
The answer to 1984 is 1776.
InfoWars has been banned. Arrested.
Arrested.
Attacked and threatened. Because we are effective. The Great Awakening is here. Go to band.video. Download the videos and share. Support the information war at InfoWarsStore.com. And never give up the fight.
Infowars.com.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Minds. It's the David Knight Show.
All right, so the FBI is saying the Chicago gangs have formed a pact to execute cops who draw their weapons on suspects to, quote, shoot them on sight. They spell it S-I-T-E. I guess these Chicago street gangs were never taught English. They were taught Marxism. They were taught white skin privilege. They were taught all these different tools of hate. So we can criticize them on their grammar. That's not really the issue here, though. They didn't learn anything. They didn't learn not only grammar, they didn't learn critical thinking. They weren't taught values. We purged God out of the schools. Have a godless atheism, a humanism, that why not? I mean, you know, you don't have to answer to God. It's a strong rule everything, right? So you just shoot these other people on sight. S-I-G-H-T, not S-I-T-E. But I don't know if that's true since it's coming from the FBI. But I would imagine that it probably is. The guy who shot the Patriot Prayer supporter has now been named by the Oregonian as Michael Forrest Renault, I guess is how you pronounce his name, 48 years old. He has described himself as 100% Antifa. And social media posts show him attending Black Lives Matter protests. As a matter of fact, it was 4chan who identified him first. And then his sister said she was evidently, they do a lot of background investigation. It's an amazing video, by the way. If you go back and look at it, I think it was also, it was Internet Historian. He went back and laid out the detective work that 4chan did to identify Shia LaBeouf when he was doing his He Shall Not Divide Us protests against President Trump. See, this kind of stuff has been going on since President Trump was elected, and it is bearing fruit now. And it's going to continue to go on. It is escalating. But, you know, remember Shia LaBeouf? He started doing his quote-unquote performance art, and people started trolling him. They would just get in his face and, you know, on the microphone just to trigger him and say a bunch of, Nazi stuff or something like that. And so he was shut down so much that he decided that he would go hiding and, he went to another location. He started broadcasting from a room that didn't have anything there at all, and they were still able to find him. They were able to find him by determining what time zone he was in. They heard a plane. They started looking at the route of the planes going past his building. So 4chan can do some pretty good detective work. And the Internet Historian really breaks it down. It's hilarious if you've not seen that. It's really good. So the 4chan identified this guy who was apparently the one who shot, murdered the victim, Aaron J. Danielson, identified as such by Joey Gibson, who was on the Alex Jones show yesterday. And they identified him. And so his sister evidently was also identified by 4chan. She started getting all these calls, these threatening calls. And so she called the Portland police. And they said, you know, it's funny that you should call us. We have some pictures here. Could you help us with this? Does this look like your brother? Anybody you know? And she said, yeah, that's my brother. They said, anybody you know? Yeah, that's my brother. I said, oh, thank you for letting us know. That's how they identified him, that way. Yeah, it's horrific what is happening now on the streets. Of course, not only that, but you had in L.A., the Los Angeles Police Department's SWAT team was deployed because there were shots fired from an apartment building at a pro-Trump caravan. Because, you know, it's... The real focus is that church there that's meeting and got to take their parking lot and shut them down. But, you know, meanwhile, this kind of stuff is happening. Trump supporter, by the way, in Tallahassee, who pulled a gun in self-defense, will not be charged. He did not shoot, but he had a lot of people coming after him. They physical altercation. He was threatened, then hit, then knocked to the ground by a group of people. He pulled his gun to get them to back off. You have the right to do that. Stand your ground. You have the right of self-defense. And oh, by the way, it doesn't matter whether or not the law officially recognizes that. You have a right to protect yourself and to protect other people. That is really what the Second Amendment is about. You know, that and protecting yourself from a tyrannical government. And as DeNews points out, as guns are drawn, demonstrators are fearing a volatile new phase. They say that Portland advisors who, you know, the guy that's been organizing security for the Marxist rioters has been advising them to make shields out of plywood and out of pool noodles. Pool noodles. I wonder how resistant that is to ballistics. Pool noodles? And 55-gallon drums. And now he's told them to get bulletproof vests because they've already, the Antifa people, and he's advising the Antifa people, but the Antifa people have shown as they executed the Patriot Prayer guy, member, they shot him once in the chest. And so they're saying, whatever body armor you can find, we need that. He said, whatever you can protect yourself with, we need that. Right now is a time of either life or death, because they've now escalated this. They've escalated it. Matter of fact, you know, it's time to go back and to think about what you're going to do if you have a situation where they're blocking the road. I retweeted something I saw that Craig Sawyer put out where they had a bunch of Marxists in the streets, and that's a very dangerous situation. I mean, you've seen the video of the police cruiser where they stepped on the gas with these guys in front of them because they had broken out the window and were coming in after the police. And they've had other situations like that where individuals have done that as well. So here you've got a group of people here, and as they're going by, instead of rolling coal on these people like some of the trucks here in Texas do, they set up their exhaust to put out black, deep black smoke. No, they've got mace and pepper spray. They're spraying these riders. Look at that. Look at them spraying them with pepper spray to get them off of the truck. Because, you know, you don't want to mess up your paint job running over a Marxist in the street. So it's better just to use some pepper spray to get them off of your car. But do whatever you need to do to protect yourself and your family. Attorney General Barr, by the way, this guy is right on top of everything. You can't fool AG Barr. He says these are highly organized violent operators. Is that right? When are you going to do something about it, Barr? I just love it. You know, it's problem solved. He's identified that this is highly organized and violent. Well, good for you. I guess you don't need to do anything now, Barr, right? It's done. It's done. Just like President Trump. Well, I heard something about hydroxychloroquine. And, you know, I think Fauci, I inherited Fauci. Oh, but he's a very smart man and you should do everything that he has to say. And so he tweets about stuff like that. When he tweets out what the CDC says, Twitter shuts him down. We know that Jack Dorsey has more power than President Trump. We have courts that tell President Trump that. And, of course, President Trump has to do everything that the courts tell him to do because he hasn't read the Constitution. And so you have the courts telling President Trump early on, years ago, well, you can't block anybody on your personal account. I mean, we're not even talking about the POTUS account, the official President of the United States account. But they told President Trump, you can't block any of these trolls on Twitter, said the judge. Meanwhile, they said that Jack Dorsey could block anybody, and he could throw anybody off of the public square. That's their business model, the digital public square. The free speech wing of the Free Speech Party, said Jack Dorsey, as he lied to people to get people to invest time and money in that platform and then change the rules. Well, he's the ruler. And it's the public square of the internet. Even when that's his business, that is his private property. And so Jack Dorsey can kick off President Trump and he can delete any of his tweets that he wants, but President Trump can't do that to anybody. And we know that because the judges, the judicial supremacists have told us that. And we now believe that the president has absolutely no power and has to do everything that the judges say. That's the established tradition, and President Trump is falling into that tradition. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Introducing InfoWars Life Pure Turmeric Extract. This is taken under the tongue. It is pure turmeric. It goes together very well with our body's ultimate turmeric formula that is taken as a powdered capsule and absorbed in the stomach and intestines. This is absorbed under the tongue into the bloodstream, and then the remaining also is then absorbed by the stomach. So it's more of an intense delivery system. The two formulas are different, but both are concentrates, and our first product got rave reviews. We've now been testing this out for several months. Some of our staff like it more than Bodies. Some like Bodies better. For me, they're both amazing for their anti-inflammatory action and so much more, and they fund the InfoWar. So get our new liquid turmeric extract exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com today. Get an additional 25% off. This is a 360 win. Turmeric is renowned for what it does for all of our bodies, for inflammation and so much more. Get yours today at InfoWarsLife.com. Constantly, whether it's the New York Times, the Washington Post, or Howard Stern, you name it, they come out and they attack InfoWars saying, Jones claims civil war is coming and financial collapse and planetary lockdowns using viruses. And he tells people they should get off the grid and get prepared and have storable food if they can. And now everything I've warned people about is coming true because it was all in the Rockefeller Foundation documents, like lockstep. This is the corporate planetary takeover. So, yes, I stand by what I said 10 years ago, what I said a year ago, and what I said last week more than ever. Get your high-quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. That's one of the key check marks of the check boxes you've got to have checked off. InfoWarsStore.com, and their delivery is now 1 to 2 weeks. Get it before the next big rush comes. Take action. Get the best storable food at the best price now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it supports the InfoWar. I don't have to tell you that fish oil is known to be so good for your brain, so good for your heart, so good for your cells, your cardiovascular system, your lungs, your sleep. It's amazing. Well, we set out a few years ago to go out and develop with top manufacturers the strongest, highest quality, purest fish oil out there. And this blend is amazing. Ultimate Fish Oil, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Wild anchovy purified fish oil, ultra pure Arctic krill oil, high quality wild caught salmon oil, vitamin D, vitamin E. Supports optimal heart health, supports optimal joint health, supports optimal cognitive health, supports immune function, supports vascular health, supports circulatory health. It goes on and on. Get your ultimate fish oil discounted with free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com and ultimate krill oil as well. InfoWarsStore.com. This isn't about me taking credit. In fact, it's the opposite. It's about getting you to understand that you have all the power. Going back 3 weeks ago, they had the entire Austin Greenbelt shut down, and they had the spillway by Barton Springs shut down, as well as the main pool that's always been paved for the last 50 years or so. It's a dammed up spring. Well, we went down there, and we got in the park at different areas around town in the last few weeks and educated people that it was all a giant fraud. And now, despite the fact that they still say the parks are closed, you go down to any area and you'll see dozens, if not hundreds of people, depending where you're at, actually using Barton Springs here in Austin, Texas. So Bill Gates and the globalists give the orders to the UN. The UN gives the orders down through the National Health Services, like our NIH, and we all follow it like dutiful slaves. Stop complying with your own enslavement. Stop following the orders of these globalist traitors. Start being free again.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Well, looky here. We have a scientist with a new theory. Actually, he's had it around for about 10 years. Scientist predicts the current U.S. protests and riots will last 10 to 15 years. Oh, well, that's kind of cool. It's an innovative mathematical theory, they say. A Russian-American scientist from the University of Connecticut uses what he calls structural demographic theory. SDT. And he accurately predicts the increasing protests in the U.S. and Western Europe throughout the 2010s. And now he says we are in the middle of a 50-year cycle of unrest. Well, it's kind of interesting because no matter how you slice this thing, we keep coming up with different models that all coincide. Perhaps that's why the U.N. and the globalists picked 2030, because all the data keeps pointing to that. But he looks at the factors. He looks at the size of the state, the size of the government, the gross domestic product, the debts, whether or not power is legitimate. That's kind of subjective. But I guess it's becoming pretty objectively clear that the power being exercised is no longer legitimate. But looks at the population, size, age, demographics, level of urbanization, the average wages, social optimism, the elites. How many of them there are, where do they get their income, do they have any competition, and what are their social norms? I've never heard the elites described as having any social norms, have you? Take a look at Epstein in this crowd. And instability, radical ideologies, terrorist or revolutionary movements, acts of public violence. He rolls all these things into the computer model, turns the crank, And out comes a printout. It says 42. No, actually it says 50 years of violence in this cycle. And of course, I've talked many times about the fourth turning, the theory put out by Strauss and Howe, the people who coined the term millennial, because they looked at history as a cycle of generations. And they made a case, and they supported that case by going back 500 years in English and American history. They make the case that now American history is kind of synced up globally. And so everybody's on the same cycle globally. But they looked at American and then English history going back 500 years. And they said, you know, about every four generations, that's why they call it the fourth turning, about every four generations, you have a massive restructuring of society, usually accompanied by, almost always accompanied by economic disruption, and nearly always accompanied by war. And here in America, again, Great Depression and World War II was the last fourth turning. Prior to that, we had the American Civil War. Prior to that, we had the Revolutionary War. I said the other day, and I think I'm pretty convinced that this fourth turning, which they predicted in the early 1990s, would begin with an economic global disruption sometime in the mid-2000s, about 2007, 2008, they said. Bingo, got that right. About 15 years before it happened. And then they said it would be completed by about 2029, 2030. Bingo! That's been the plan from the UN. And we're in the middle of that right now. That's why things are changing so rapidly. And again, the whole idea behind all this is you look at a generational theory of history. You have a massive restructuring of society, war, revolution, economic unrest. And the people who are born during that and grow up in the aftermath of that have a very different attitude towards society than the next generation that grows up in a cycle of peace and so forth and so on. And so that creates this seasonal type of change. As LouRockwell.com points out, 2020's economic destruction due to the state's COVID response will pale in comparison to what is coming next. And it begins by a quote from Ludwig von Mises, the Austrian economist who wrote a book on socialism, among other things. He said, it's important to remember, said von Mises, it's important to remember that government interference always means either violent action or the threat of violent action. Government is a last resort. The employment is in the last resort the employment of armed men, of policemen, of gendarmes, of soldiers, of prison guards, and of hangmen. The essential features of government are its enforcement of its decrees by beating, killing, and imprisoning. Those who are asking for more government interference are asking ultimately for more compulsion and less freedom. And this is what the people, Black Lives Matter, need to understand. Again, excessive laws breed excessive force. And if we look at the way the police are operating, we need to purge out the bad operators. There are bad cops. You don't have to make a choice of either carte blanche support of everything that the police do and give them more money, or condemnation of everything that the police do and all of the police and defund them and get rid of them. That's neither of those extremes are a solution. But of course, because we're in the fourth turning now, everybody is turning to these radical extremes, and we have the media and the two political parties, as usual, giving us two false choices. Now, the issue is, if you want to stop this, you don't make it all about race. You make it about government excessive force and excessive laws, and you come together, black and white, to reform that. But this is not the season that we're in. The season that we're in is calling for revolution and just ripping everything up. And as he points out here, the destruction of the economy is a necessary aspect of the plan to advance the global governance, to do the economic reset. And they're using the virus as a cover, as an excuse to impose universal basic income, to first of all make everybody unemployed, take away, destroy the middle class, take away economic mobility, put everybody on a government welfare check, and then get everybody hating each other because of the psychological issues of lockdown. You know, when we look at how this is rolling out, JCPenney is on the verge of liquidation. 70,000 jobs, biggest retailers, We have in Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis is extending eviction and foreclosure moratorium. This is the fifth consecutive time he said you can't kick people out of their homes because they don't have the money. Well, guess what? That isn't going to help. Because eventually these people are either going to have to make it up or the landlords are going to go broke. And 40% right now, 40% of the landlords are small independent businessmen. And that's what they do for a living. They'll have a handful of homes. So that's the other part of the middle. That's, they want to keep this going until the landlords go out of business. And then they'll kick these people out as well. And so when you look at how this is rolling out, we have, in Florida, we have a judge, siding with a local bureaucrat over mandatory masks, even though there was a lawsuit by, a state representative, Anthony Sabatini, to push back against this. And listen to what the judge had to say. Because extraordinary times call for extraordinary measures, state and local governments all over America are enacting emergency laws. No, they're not, Judge. These are not laws. There is no exception for the Constitution based on a proclaimed emergency. And they have over and over again, as we pointed out in Republican Idaho, they have ignored not only the federal Constitution protection of our individual liberties and due process, but they have ignored the prohibitions of them extending these emergency orders. 60 days ago in Idaho, the emergency orders were supposed to stop, and they were supposed to have, by law, after the after an emergency happened like that and was extended for 90 days, by law, the legislature was supposed to meet. They didn't do it. The governor didn't want it, and they didn't want to do their duty. And then he goes another 60 days, and he calls the legislature together, so they come together. I mean, we're back to colonial tyranny. You're not going to have the legislature meet. I will tell you what to do, and I will give you the law. These are not laws. These are executive orders. This is martial law without declaration. And but you got a judge. Oh, well, you know, this is extraordinary measures for extraordinary times. These are designed to protect people. Safety, not liberty. Safety, not law. And so when you look at what is happening here in Texas, again, I pointed out, you got Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton concerned about the fraud of mail-in ballots. And I tweeted out yesterday, should we point out to him? I retweeted that. I said, should we point out that mail fraud ballots would be a moot point if the damn Republicans would stop this hoax lockdown? You all know that it's a fraud. You know there is no pandemic now. So why are you pretending with this? Why are you extending this? Why are you Republicans going along with a mail ballot? Do you want a revolution as well for your globalist masters? Talk about an elitist organization. Yeah, we know that the mail fraud is going to be rampant. And we know that it's going to be happening because of the lockdown. Folks, if you want to support us at InfoWarsStore.com, the last day of the Everyday Essentials sale, free shipping on these specials. Heart and Body Combo, 50% off.